News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran has launched multiple attacks on Gulf Arab states today, including sending dozens of drones towards Saudi Arabia. Early this morning, President Trump threatened new major retaliation. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command says an American military refueling plane crashed in Iraq yesterday, and we've just learned that four of the six crew aboard that aircraft have died, according to the U.S. military. In a bid to stabilize global energy markets, the Trump administration has temporarily lifted sanctions on Russian oil shipments. European leaders said now was not the time to relax those sanctions. Energy analyst Isaac Levi says Russia was already benefiting from the crisis in Iran.
What our report shows is a 17% increase in Russia's oil export earnings in the first week of March compared to in February. And that means that they're earning from total fossil fuel exports 510 million euros every day in the month of March from that oil and gas exports used to finance that war in Ukraine.
A gunman is dead after a shooting on a Norfolk, Virginia college campus.
The FBI's Dominique Evans says Mohammed Jallo, a former Army National Guard member, walked into a room at the Old Dominion Business School building.
Prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted, stated Allah Akbar.
It's not immediately clear how the shooter died.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive.
Audio from WVEC. Jallo pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. I'm Ed Donahue.
Investigators are working to understand the exact reason a man with a rifle crashed into a Michigan synagogue yesterday. More at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Very nice this morning. As we get underway, dried out from all of that yesterday between the rain and the snow and everything else. So right now, the major highways are good, including both the tunnels and the Beltway and the JFX. All the lanes are open. If you're up on the northern part of the eastern shore outside of Millington, there was a bad wreck there overnight. The northbound lanes of 301 at State Road 4, make that State Road 544, are still blocked, and we are seeing some delays going by the accident scene. So again, that's on the upper eastern shore on 301 northbound, and you may be with the alternating traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day ahead of us, but a cool one with temperatures in the low 50s. Also kind of windy again with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in White Marsh and 30 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Jewish Federation of Baltimore is thinking about family and friends in Michigan's Jewish community after Thursday's attack on Temple Israel in West Bloomfield. Baltimore Jewish Council Executive Director Howard Livett says even though the attack did not happen here, it feels close to home because Jewish Jewish institutions everywhere must always be prepared for targeted violence. And Howard County has announced a series of measures to support the disability community following the deadly officer-involved shooting of an autistic man who had a knife. Calvin Ball joined the police chief on Thursday to announce dedicated solutions, resources, and support to help build a more responsive and compassionate response system. The county is expanding its 911 flagging program, increasing taser availability, enhancing disability engagement through a dedicated officer liaison program. In addition, the county plans to allocate additional funding to the grassroots mobile crisis team and 988 crisis line. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 504, the pick four, 4231. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the Ravens are moving on with business, officially announcing Trey Hendrickson yesterday. There'll be a press conference today at 10 a.m. The premier edge rusher commanding $112 million over 4 years. That's a lot more than interior lineman John Simpson, which was also made official yesterday. The former Raven, now a current Raven, had this message for Raven Nation.
What's up, Ravens flock? I'm back!
Simpson played in Baltimore one season in 2023, started all 17 games at guard. Meanwhile, the team lost another free agent yesterday, scat back Keaton Mitchell, signing with the Chargers. 2 years, $9.25 million, five of it guaranteed. Another Harbaugh brother picking off another Raven. That is the 10th Raven to go in the offseason. Caps, losers of four of their last five, headed to Buffalo last night, looking for a much-needed win.
Rome overlapping, Van Riemsdyk fires, knocked down in front, but it trickles wide of Lucan in. Brodus, centering pass, score! The Capitals grab the lead thanks to Jacob Chychrun.
Joe Beninati had the call on monumental Chychrun's goal with 1:33 to go was the clincher. The Caps beat the Sabres 2-1 in the final. Charlie Lindgren between the pipes with 29 saves. Coming up in 30 minutes, Kobe Mayo making hay. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Friday free-for-all, March 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th, if you're a superstitious type of person.
Coming up on the program this hour, Sheriff Mike Lewis accuses Governor Moore of betraying law enforcement. You're going to want to hear this audio clip coming up a little bit later. Baltimore City leaders targeting BGE and profiteering. And we're gonna ask you who you fault, who you blame for these high utility bills and energy prices. But our top story here today, two guys named Mohammed are dead after committing acts of terror. First, we take you to Old Dominion University, Norfolk, Virginia. A shooter identified as a former Army National Guard member, Mohammed Jallo, who was previously convicted of providing materials to ISIS, was killed. But not before he shot and killed a soldier, a decorated soldier, and more on him in just a second. But the FBI agent in charge, Dominique Evans, said that he did shout Allahu Akbar before he tried to kill students at Old Dominion.
It was an act of terrorism. I can tell you that we have confirmed reports that prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted stated Allahu Akbar, and he was formerly a subject of a FBI investigation in material supporting terrorism.
Yeah, apparently convicted of that during the Biden administration, but a judge apparently let him out. He was convicted, I think his sentence was 10 years. That's all for aiding and abetting and providing material support for a terrorist organization. Something's wrong with our criminal justice system if somebody who wanted to kill Americans expressed that desire to kill Americans and then acted on that desire to kill Americans, and then he's out in less than 10 years. That is the problem in and of itself. But guess what? ROTC students at Old Dominion took matters into their own hands and gave Mr. Jallo what he wanted, that meeting with the alleged 72 virgins.
How was he deceased?
There were students in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive. I don't know how else to say it, but they basically were able to terminate the threat.
So he was not shot?
He was not shot.
He shot three people?
Correct. We have information that he shot three people.
The one that went to Virginia.
Yeah. So, again, these ROTC students took matters into their own hands. There are conflicting reports whether he was stabbed by a ROTC student or they beat him to death with their bare hands. In an effort to defend themselves. It just seems like a fitting end for this terrorist piece of scum, doesn't it? And he wanted to actually, his hero was Nidal Hassan, who I think is still alive, if I'm not mistaken. Still drawing breath, this is the Fort Hood jihadist.
He wanted to conduct a terrorist attack similar to that in Fort Hood, Texas.
Again, we have this Soros state's attorney down there in Norfolk. His name is Ramin Fateha, and he is, as you might imagine, he doesn't want to blame the radical Islamic fundamental ideology. It's all about the guns.
We live in a country where people care more about guns than they care about six-year-old children. They care more about guns than they care about synagogue worshipers, and they care more about guns than they do about college students.
Yeah, so this is what we call a known wolf. Not the lone wolf, but the known wolf, because, you know, we knew who this guy is. We knew what he was about. And yet, during the Biden years, they let him back out onto the streets once again. Now, if the name Jallo rings a bell, it did to me, I looked it up. This is the second individual named Jallo who came from a portion of Africa that committed an act of terror and murder in Virginia within the last 2 weeks. Remember the mother at the Fairfax bus stop? That's got stabbed to death. Her attacker was also named Jello. We'll get into that in just a second. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're looking at the southwest side of the Beltway right here at the BW Parkway. All is well. No problems there between that point and the ramps at I-97 down to Ritchie Highway. Even the Beltway west side, not bad. Normally on Friday, it takes a little while to get things going. So right now, we're good between 795, I-70, and Route 40. The inner loop at Green Spring is fine, and no problems on the Parkville side. We're still under 5 minutes. That's always good at both the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes open both on 95 and 895 southbound. And then the interchange downtown, the lanes are clear. The ramp traffic a little busy coming off of 95 south. That's a long ramp that takes you down eventually to the BW Parkway. That's a single lane ramp. So it's just a little bit slow through there. But the main line of 95 is good. It looks like a tractor trailer is stopped on the right shoulder with his flashers on 95 south at 395. But right now, not a problem for the straight through traffic. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday, peaking into the weekend. Mostly sunny today, low 50s, so a little warmer. Windy with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour still. Overnight, we're back down into the low 40s. And then for Saturday, sunshine and more seasonable temperatures, high about 55. And right now, we're looking at it's clear. Boy, what a difference day makes, huh? Had that heavy snow yesterday.
I saw the cameras about 2 o'clock yesterday. Wow.
Yeah, just wait 5 minutes in Maryland. That's all you need to do. 34 in Annapolis, 31 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news here. President Trump says he does not think it would be appropriate for the Iranian soccer team to attend this year's World Cup in the United States. Mm-hmm. He says you can't kick soccer balls here until the Ayatollah kicks the bucket in Iran. And there's conflicting information as to whether or not he is alive or not. We'll tell you what the president thinks coming up a little bit later on. Costco customers suing the retailer, demanding that Costco share any tariff refunds with their customers. Mm. And Costco says, that's okay. If you want a refund, you got to get in line. Of course, if you've ever been to Costco.
Customer service.
Everybody gets in line and waits. Since the start of the conflict with Iran, airline ticket prices have nearly doubled. I'm wondering why. Or is this just gouging? But the good news here is that it's cheaper to get the airline ticket versus get the gas to go there.
You know? It's true.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
And it's temporary. This will come back down as soon as we get the Strait of Hormuz spurred away. Still technically winter this week. The temperature could climb as high as 106 in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
It's hotter than the apocalypse. But at least it's a dry apocalypse, right?
That's what they always said.
That's right.
Yep.
As a person who used to go into Sky Harbor on a regular basis, that's the Phoenix Airport, you'd step off the plane. People always tell me, oh, yeah, it's a dry heat. You step off the plane in August to go back to school, and it was like you were stepping into a blast furnace. Yep. Okay? So, whether it's East Coast oppressive humidity or whether it's the desert heat, they're both bad, folks.
Yeah, I mean, hot. It's hot.
Yes, indeed. New Gallup poll shows that millions of Americans are skipping meals in order to afford health care. Mm. All right? That's one good silver lining is they won't need Ozempic, which is expensive anyway. So that's a nice way to...
We found just recently that dental work is skyrocketing.
Everything. Everything goes up.
Deb had 2 root canals done and a couple other things, and it was over $3,000.
Yeah, well, too, I think the average price for a root canal and a cap or crown is like $1,600. So
yeah,
you're looking.
So yeah. We were up mid $3,500.
Yeah. You have insurance?
You better believe it.
Okay. All right. So it didn't actually cost you that much. Did you? Was it barter insurance or was it the traditional insurance?
It was traditional insurance, Mr. Casey. I know where you're going. Son of a bitch. I'm telling you. Never stop.
Well, because you barter everything. I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity to barter some of your insurance as well.
I thought the best part was while they were working on her, I was doing a little nitrous oxide in the waiting room. I was having a good time.
Yeah, you thought everything was funny at that point. Speaking
all the
of which,
I ever said, I knew right there.
During an event, 80-year-old Dolly Parton was asked how she's able to do so much, and here was her response.
How do you handle all of that? How do you juggle it all?
I'm on drugs. Spiritual energy.
Yeah, she's joking. I'm on drugs, but no, she's talking all about spiritual energy. She had recently lost her husband, so, but she's still going strong at 80. God bless her.
She's a flitter.
Yeah. Oscars are Sunday night. Anybody care?
No,
I don't even know any of the movies that are up.
Mm-mm.
You know, last movie I saw, I went and saw Top Gun Maverick. That was several years ago.
I never saw any of those.
Oh, they were great movies. You'd like both Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick. Good movies. Yeah.
You know, it's the security now for the Oscars is just unbelievable. Snipers on the roof, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah, because they're crazy. No doubt about it. Yeah.
They bring a lot of it upon themselves, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yes, they do. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 620. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. And then we have this, we're talking about the Muslim gunman, Muhammad Jallow, who shot at Allahu Akbar in that fatal Old Dominion University shooting. He is was convicted as an ISIS supporter. He's a known wolf. And he killed a professor and wounded two others. One of those professors that he killed was a Lieutenant Colonel Brandon Shaw, who was a professor of military science and the leader of the university's ROTC program. He was a veteran, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, and Atlantic Resolve. His awards included two Bronze Stars, Senior Army Aviator Badge, Combat Action Badge, Parachutist Badge, Air Assault Badge, Defense Meritorious Service Medal, Meritorious Service Medal, Air Medal with Valor, Joint Service Commendation Medal, Army Commendation Medal, and Joint Service Achievement Medal. He was an honorable and patriot and a great soldier, and we thank him for his service, and may he rest in peace. Coming up, the Madman who shot up ODU and the Michigan synagogue attacker. We'll get into that in just a second. I want to tell you about Vinnie Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Well, 1 week from today is spring, I promise. Now, it's going to feel like spring today and tomorrow, but who knows? Between now and the end of spring, anything is possible here in Maryland. And one thing you want to do is get that home geared up for sale. If you're thinking about selling, the best way to do that is just call my good friend Vinnie Steele, 410-709-7515. Now, Vinny and his agents will come out and talk about your home, check its condition, and see if it needs any repairs and or staging. And then if you don't like, if it does need repair, you don't feel like fixing it and dealing with contractors, they have a program for that. They have a fix-it program where they take care of all that for you and then just subtract the cost at settlement. There's also the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program for up to 12 months. Vinny's got the details on that and the home trade-in program as well. And the reason why Vinny guarantees, once you agree on asking price and time frame and you sign the contract, he guarantees the sale of your home as the nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase that home. So call the person I'm going to trust to sell my home, and you should too. 410-709-7515 and online vinnysteo.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
This is Gil Kuda, Senior Vice President with Aegis Capital. On the Money's back on the air every Sunday afternoon at 5. We will discuss investment and financial topics in important to individual investors. Listen in every Sunday afternoon at 5 for On the Money with Gil Kuda.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:23, 23 minutes after the hour. I almost jumped ahead of myself there. That was double daylight saving time.
But wow, it's almost time to go home.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to that just a second. Right now we have the traffic and weather on the threes first. And so far, so good, right?
Very nice at the Bay Bridge. For some reason, and I don't know if the storm had anything to do with this or not, a lot of the cameras are out this morning on the Bay Bridge and also up around I-97 at Route 32. So they're working to see what that problem is. But from what we can see, sections of the Bay Bridge, everything is open. I'm looking at the Severn River Bridge. Cameras working there. No problems at all over towards Ritchie Highway and eventually over towards I-97. All the lanes clear. That's a good trip. BW Parkway, a little minor buildup southbound to Arundel Mills and coming north from Powder Mill Road. Beltway looks good. Lanes are open. Still running with the lanes clear. Pretty nice right now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecasts sunshine, low 50s today. Wind still gusting up to 30 miles an hour, low 40s tonight. Tomorrow sunny, mid 50s. 35 and clear in Ocean City right now, and 32 in the downtown of Baltimore. So this ODU shooter, Mohammed Baylor Jallo, 36 years of age, turns out that he apparently once served in the Army National Guard. He had been he's a naturalized citizen from Sierra Leone, and he had previously been convicted in federal court for attempting to provide material support to ISIS, a designated foreign terrorist organization. He told the feds in 2016 he had fantasies about carrying out an attack styled on the 2009 Fort Hood terror attack that resulted in 13 deaths. And so he serves about 7 years and 10 months of an 11-year sentence, released December of 24. He was supposed to be on 5 years of supervised release upon his return to society. So why, again, I understand the sentencing, I think, is ridiculously low, number one. Number two, if somebody has a fantasy about committing a Fort Hood-style jihadist attack, don't you think you should have eyes on him? Don't you think somebody should be watching this individual at all times? I mean, they spy on the rest of us. They spy on the Trump campaign. They spy on General Flynn, a true American patriot. But they're not watching the people that they should be watching. It's unbelievable. And then if the name Jallo sounds familiar to you, because it rang a bell to me immediately. And just a couple of weeks ago, remember, we broke, or didn't break the story, but I think we were one of the first in the country to talk about the story of Abdul Jallo, also from Sierra Leone, was arrested in a suspected and stabbing death of a 41-year-old mother, Stephanie Minter, at a bus shelter in Northern Virginia. Now, the surnames may just be a coincidence. I don't know if Jallo is a pretty common surname from that part of the world. But either way, we have two Muslims from Sierra Leone committing violent acts on Americans, murdering in as many weeks. We've got a big, big problem here, folks. And this comes as to who you let into this country. Now, next up is the Michigan synagogue attacker, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Lebanon. His name, Ayman Mohammed Ghazali. He drove his vehicle into the synagogue with some kind of incendiary device in it. He was immediately met by security guards who exchanged gunfire. Now, we don't know whether he was shot and killed or he was burned pretty badly in whatever incendiary device went off. Nobody else was hurt. Security guard was grazed by the car, but he's going to be okay. Here's Michigan Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
No kids or no staff was injured whatsoever. Okay, so we have no victims other than one of the lead security people was hit by the car and was taken to the hospital for treatment.
Now, so this was a well-trained synagogue with security guards here, two armed security guards at the synagogue. And again, they saved lives. And Ghazali, born in Lebanon in 1985, came into the U.S. and was naturalized under the Obama regime. Folks, we got to be really careful who we let into this country. And right now, Senate Democrats are blocking DHS funding as jihadists have attacked in Virginia 2 weeks ago during this partial government shutdown, stabbed a 41-year-old mother to death. They attacked in New York City just the other day with IEDs. They've attacked at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, and now this synagogue in Michigan. And Democrats are keeping, this is a 27-day shutdown already. The lines are exploding at the airports with TSA. Flights are getting delayed. People aren't getting paid. The Secret Service aren't getting paid. The TSA agents aren't getting paid. All because they hate ICE. But guess what? ICE is funded through 2028. Here's what I would do if I were President Trump. I would cut a deal with the Democrats. All right, and this is the deal: pass the SAVE Act. If you pass the SAVE Act, then we'll agree to some kind of whatever reform you want in ICE. because I think there's some sensible stuff that we can do there. But I think we need the SAVE Act more than we need anything else. So see if we can do it. Of course, they'll never buy that for 1 second. And by the way, there's also an armed siege in a Norway synagogue there as well. So it's open season on Jews all over the world once again, thanks to the radical Islamic fundamentalist ideology that seeks to kill Jews and Christians because we are the infidels. We are the unbelievers, the kafirs, as they refer to us. All right, get your calls and comments, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. If you don't have it, you can download it for free today. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll check in with our Baltimore Sun reporter a little bit later on the budget and what Democrats are up to in this election cycle. And Delegate Nino Mangione will go on the House 2 hours from now here on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Baltimore City leaders are targeting BGE for profiteering at a hearing. And we'll take a look at who's really at fault here. 6:30, time for some news headlines. And once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Baltimore City Council held a hearing on BGE's high energy rates and the firing of union workers Thursday. But no one from the utility attended. City Council President Zeke Cohen says BGE doesn't have enough respect for the people that pay their bills to show up, adding they tear up the streets and we pay the bills and the shareholders profit while customer bills skyrocket. According to the Maryland Office of the People's Council, BGE's rates have increased by about 10% since the company was acquired by Exelon in 2012. A former Harford County Sheriff's Office deputy has pleaded guilty in Carroll County to sexually abusing a minor and child pornography charges. Earlier this month, Ryan Hall was sentenced to 36 years in federal prison in a separate case involving the sexual exploitation of minors and possession of child sex abuse material. Hall will be sentenced in the Carroll County case on June 12th. The Carroll County sentence will be served in federal prison, and it will run concurrent to his federal sentence. And Baltimore County Police have announced a significant milestone in the department's GBMC slide project. Detectives have completed a preliminary review of sexual assault evidence for around 1,400 cases from 1977 through 1997. The initiative is one of the most extensive projects of its kind to be undertaken by a special victims unit and forensic services section in an effort to deliver justice on behalf of sexual assault survivors. Robert McCullough says the GBMC slide project speaks to the department's dedication to identifying those responsible and ensuring they're held accountable for their actions, regardless of how much time has passed. And the Jewish Federation of Baltimore is thinking about family and friends in Michigan's Jewish community after Thursday's attack on Temple Israel in West Bloomfield. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. Woo! All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And just a reminder, on the Upper Eastern Shore, early this morning, there was a wreck at 301 and State Road 544 right outside of Millington. And some of the data is still showing a delay northbound. Both sides of the road were shut down for a while. And then the last 45 minutes, the indication was they were still working on the northbound side. So heads up for that on the Eastern Shore. Looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels, the lanes are open. 895 has picked up a few brake lights around O'Donnell Street, but still under 5 minutes. And the lanes are open as you're moving south. Broken down tractor trailer that was on the shoulder on 95 southbound at the interchange at 395
has now cleared, and 95 is clear all the way out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day ahead of us, but a cool one with temperatures in the low 50s. Also kind of windy again with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the Ravens making official a bunch of signings yesterday, besides for the Trey Hendrickson deal. Among them, bringing back defensive back Chido Awuzie on a one-year, $5 million deal. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta happy to have him back.
Excited about that. Did a hell of a job for us last year. Fired up to get him back.
DaCosta was also asked about the video that Nnamdi Madubuike put out on X showing him working out and making progress towards recovery, and if that had anything to do with his decision on the Crosby/Hendrickson situation.
Yeah, I saw the video. It was cool to see. Didn't really play into the calculus at all. I think that's a book that hasn't been written yet. So,
meanwhile, the Bengals made another move to shore up their defense yesterday, signing Jonathan Allen to a two-year deal. The defensive tackle will join edge rusher Boye Mafe, who will replace Hendrickson on the Bengals' D-line. Orioles news, the player with the most to gain right now for Baltimore is Kobe Mayo. The corner infielder came to camp on the bubble, but the injury to Jordan Westberg has opened an opportunity, and Mayo has delivered 13 hits in 26 trips. Excellent plate discipline. Here's the manager on Kobe Mayo.
And that's what we talk about with all our guys, just controlling the strike zone, owning the strike zone, and sticking to their approach. You know, it sounds so simple, but it's so hard because pitching is really difficult at this level. They're nasty, but, you know, you don't want to chase balls, and you want to do damage in the strike zone, and Kobe right now, that's what he's doing.
Mayo batting .500 on the spring, one strikeout in 26 trips to the plate. WBC action continues tonight. The USA will take on Canada at 8 p.m. Manager Mark DeRosa pushing back yesterday on the notion that he was unaware of the tiebreaker rules, which almost led to his team being ousted.
I think there's a couple false narratives out there, but no, I was well aware that we had to win that game based on all the scenarios that could take place. I mean, they went in 2-0, we went in 2-0, we knew they were playing Mexico the next day.
Logan Webb will start against Canada tonight, and if the U.S. advances, then 2025 Cy Young Award winner Paul Skeens will go against either the Dominican Republic or Korea in the semifinals. Tarek Skubal, by the way, has already opted out, returning to Tiger spring training in Lakeland, Florida. And finally, to the hardwood we go, where history was made last night in Oklahoma City.
As he passes the great Will Chamberlain.
And that was Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scoring 20 or more points for the 127th consecutive game. He ended up with 35 last night as the Celtics, or I should say OKC, beats the Celtics 104-102. Chamberlain's record had stood for 63 years. The time now is 6:37. When we return, a former NFL star sparking a viral debate.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
So this is from J.J. Watt. Remember him, the pass rusher extraordinaire?
Yeah. He's got a brother.
T.J. Watt.
Right.
Exactly. So J.J. Watt apparently was at a self-serve restaurant the other day, and he got a coffee, and he went to pay. And the thing popped up in front of him asking for a tip. You know how it is,
yes,
like at the self-service restaurants.
Sure.
So he wrote on X. He goes, you know, this is the situation. I'm at a self-serve restaurant. I went to get coffee. They give me my own cup. I get my own coffee. I get my own table. If I got food, I would get my own food when the buzzer rings, right? Do you tip in a situation like that?
No.
Okay.
No. And the only time I did that is when during COVID. When business was down, and these were places that I would frequent, And so I was just trying to help out a little bit and do give him a little extra tip. But when I'm picking up a delivery, or I'm sorry, when I'm picking up and not getting it delivered, or when if it's self-service, I just, you know, you don't tip.
Well, he got a million views on that post. He got 15,000 replies, and they were all over the place.
I imagine.
So, yeah, some said no, never. Some said it's a moral choice, which I believe is true. Some said tipping equals service. Service equals tipping, which I believe is true. And some said, hey, you got all the money in the world, you got a tip. And then he responded to that one and said, of course I tipped, but that's not the point.
Right.
The point is not if you tip, if I tipped, the point is should you have to tip?
Yeah, well, tipping is, I think, directly related to service.
Absolutely, yeah. It's related to service.
And so, and you know, whether it's a, if it's great service, you tip more. If it's, well, it's not so good service, you tip less.
You know, if it's not related to service, okay, let's just say, okay, let's say you go into an appliance store and you buy a refrigerator, and when it comes time to pay, you have to tip the guy?
No. No. I mean, you know, it's, you can look.
I mean, it
I've had
can
this
go
debate
anywhere.
With other people, too. I've been talking to some of the women, get their hair cut and so on and so forth, their nails done, whatever the case may be, and they give a tip to the people performing. They should be tipping us, okay? Because we're the ones that are bringing them service and business. They should be tipping us, I think.
Wait, so if you go get your hair cut.
Well, I don't.
Well,
but I've had this. I've seen this debate before with other people.
So. Okay. No. It's an interesting debate.
I do my own hair. Okay.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Yeah, you do a pretty good job.
Thank you very
You've probably
much.
Been doing it for quite a while.
I have.
I think you're pretty good at it.
Since I'm about 30, I think I've been doing it.
How often do you do it, by the way?
Once or twice a week.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you keep it so smooth.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. I don't like that that look where you're all skin on top and it looks like you got wings.
Yeah, that's true about that. You know, the less hair you have, the more you look like a clown if you don't cut it.
I wasn't going to say that, Derek.
It's so true.
All right, 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So last night there was a hearing and the city council BGE rates and customers and, the folks, city residents were not happy at the escalating utility bills.
They're gouging us. Earlier this year, I had to personally take a loan to pay off my utility bill.
Working people should not have to choose between keeping the heat on and making ends meet.
The city council president, Zeke Cohen, he's worried about his political future. He is saying that he believes customers are reaching a breaking point.
Every day, my colleagues and I hear from Baltimoreans who are at a breaking point.
Then he went after BGE and what he's calling their profiteering.
Of course, we understand that our system is old and safety has to be the priority. But we are paying not only for the actual cost of the work, we're also paying for what is called a return on equity, or what can simply be called profit.
Well, the idea of businesses and corporations is to make a profit. If you don't make a profit, you're just in break-even mode. That's not going to work for your shareholders. And if you're losing money, well, that your shareholders end up firing people and or your company goes out of business. So there is profit. That's the whole idea of capitalism and businesses is to make money. I know that's anathema to the Democrats, but here's what BGE's net income for 2025 was $578 million. So it was over $500 million profit, largely due to distribution rates, and they did not show up last night at the hearing.
I will also note that at 5 p.m. today, we received written testimony from BGE. BGE did not respond to the 10 written questions I posed to them on February 9th and again on February 23rd.
But earlier in the day, BGE held a press conference. Here's spokesperson Nick Alexopoulos.
So because this hearing is narrow, repetitive, and reductive, we chose not to participate. It is political theater on the part of the city council president. It's not going to help our customers, and it's not going to further the conversation that Maryland needs to have about bringing energy costs under control.
All right, so coming up, Jessica Babb presses the BG spokesperson, why didn't you show up? And, of course, Cohen using this as an opportunity to slam BG. But we're going to ask you the question as to who do you think is most at fault in this escalating high electric bills, utility rates, and so on and so forth. And that's coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're back looking at both the Harper Tunnels right over top of the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the lanes open. All four lanes are clear. A little more volume right there coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp and into the Toll Plaza area, eventually coming south. All the lanes are open, the old Toll Plaza area, of course, for the traffic moving south, eventually down to 395. 895, couple of brake lights here and there around O'Donnell Street, but for the most part, both southbound lanes are clear on 895. JFX is still good. The west side beltway will fill in just a bit on the outer loop now for the traffic moving south from Liberty Road and eventually down through I-70. But the pace is still good right here at Liberty Road and beginning to bunch up just a bit between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 50s. Windy with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Right now, 33 and clear in Millersville. 32 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Buttable Johnson.
Tell me, what do you think of the traffic problem? You know what I think? I think you got roaches.
Remember the this jingle from the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish?
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
Yeah, that was, remember the old bass, the singing bass that they have?
I don't remember that at all.
You could put it on a plaque and you put it up on your wall.
Well, I remember the singing fish
the singing
on the wall.
Bass.
I don't remember that.
Billy Bass.
Yeah. I remember two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, right. Pickles, onion, and sesame seed.
Well, a McDonald's customer found a worm in their Filet-O-Fish and was so grossed out they posted the picture online. But experts are saying that's a parasite that's common in fish and it's safe to eat. It shows that McDonald's does. Also, it shows that McDonald's does use real fish. So that's the upside. The right. Downside is, would you eat the worm, Maggie?
Only if it's in tequila.
A little mezcal.
Yeah, that, but not on a filet of fish.
Yeah, and the reason why they put the worm in, it eats out the impurities. Takes it all out of the liquor.
Well, then if you're... So it purifies it. That's why you get hammered if you eat the worm.
Exactly. You get more pure tequila, more alcohol.
Can you hold your liquor?
Yes, I can.
Well, speaking of which, Heineken is now coming out with a zero-calorie non-alcoholic beer. So if you just like the taste of beer, but you don't want the alcohol, Heineken, and you don't want the calories, you now have an option.
Boy, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Not.
That's lame.
Man is suing a famous New York taco place for not disclosing how spicy their salsa was.
Ooh.
The tourist said, I had no idea how dangerous these sauces could be. Apparently, the man said in his complaint that he experienced gastrointestinal injuries, mouth burns, and burns to other areas of his body.
Damn near killed him.
After consuming the restaurant's green salsa.
Ooh, yeah. Some of that stuff is really hot.
It's a two-burner, yes.
Yes, it is.
Two-burner, yes. In and out.
No.
It's an in-and-out burner.
Lucky Charms are back at Cold Stone Creamery. So they have Lucky Charms ice cream, and they have a green waffle cone, green waffle bowls as well, if you like the Lucky Charms ice cream flavor. For some reason, I like ice cream. It's very rich, if you've ever had that Cold Stone Creamery.
It's very heavy.
Yeah.
It's very good, but it kind of puts a hurting on some of us.
Applebee's Big Easy menu is returning. New Bayou Shrimp Bowl. They got the new Big Easy Burger, Bourbon Street Chicken, and much, much more at your participating Applebee's. And the cheesesteak restaurant that's opening up at Elkridge has officially shared the address now and target opening time of their upcoming Owings Mills location. Cheesesteak and Company is going to open this summer at Red Run Station, right there on Red Run Boulevard, according to a news release. And it'll be sometime this summer. I don't have an exact date yet. And apparently, they're saying that the followers of this, it's like a cult-like for Cheesesteak and Company. Now, I always thought the best cheesesteaks are in Philadelphia. We'll have to check it out and see. Cheesesteak and Company They have an Elk Ridge location and upcoming Owings Mills as well.
Used to go to Fortunato Brothers in Bel Air. Boy, they were good.
Good stuff, too.
They
yeah.
could match anybody.
Really? You would put them up against Pat's or what's the
Sorrento's
other one?
Sorrento's and Arbutus.
Yep. Another good place. What was the other one? Dundalk that had Captain...
Captain Harvey.
Captain Harvey's.
Or is it Captain John's?
I thought it was Captain Harvey.
I think it was Harvey.
Was a Captain. Wasn't it Captain Harvey's in Owings Mills? Was that a restaurant?
Yeah.
There was one, wasn't it the same one?
I believe the same. They had another.
They have another location. Yeah,
I think.
All right.
They should do a show here. Remember?
Yes, they did. Yeah, many moons ago. All right, thanks, Chuck. Seeing a couple, 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I got to pull up my Facebook page here this morning. Is who do you fault or who do you blame? Who do you think the problem is? Is it the Democrat green energy policies? Is it BGE profiteering? Is it rising supply costs, data centers, et cetera? Or do you think it's all of the above? You can go on my Facebook page today and vote on that if you want. Or you can call in as well, 410-922-6680. Fox 45's Jessica Babb was asking the BGE spokesperson yesterday why they didn't bother showing up at the meeting.
How can customers trust that BGE is doing all it can to address affordability when officials won't even go to a public hearing to listen to their testimony?
Well, like I said, we are meeting with customers all the time. We are talking to customers all the time. We don't need to call. We talk to our customers directly. We meet our customers where they are. We don't need to speak to them through a performative hearing that is intentionally narrow to further someone's self-interest.
Yeah, and of course, Zeke Cohen, the city council president, who has ambitions to be mayor, let's face it, that's what he's truly after here, slamming BGE.
Their customers are in crisis, and they need to take very seriously the pain that people are feeling out in these communities. They can call it political theater all they want, but at the end of the day, it is a decision by their corporate leadership not to appear before the elected representatives of the people that pay their bills. And so we are going to continue to hold them accountable.
By the way, Marty writes in that why isn't Zeke holding hearings on the increases in water and sewer prices? Oh, wait, the city runs that. Of course, if you're Westmore, you get away without paying your water bill. Baltimore is implementing a 30% water and sewage rate hike over the next year and a half. Started last February. The average household bill rising to $155 by this past July. And these increases, again, they keep saying infrastructure. Well, the reason why they're increasing prices is based on infrastructure, but they're not buying BGE's excuse. The reason why the distribution rates are going up are for infrastructure. You think one good for the goose, good for the gander? Maybe not. 6:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, Sheriff Mike Lewis of Wicomico County accuses Governor Moore of betrayal.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
The Baltimore County Council passed legislation tying their pensions to future salaries, which in some cases would nearly double their pensions. The legislation was done without regard for Baltimore County taxpayers. All three Democrats currently running for county executive supported this outrageous money grab until the citizens of Baltimore County found out. Now the council is in full retreat, not because they thought the pension raise was wrong, but because they got caught. Baltimore County taxpayers already pay too much in taxes, yet the money grab continues. To make it even worse, the county executive was talking about potential tax increases. The pension increase was a terrible idea. The proposed doubling of council member salaries is a terrible idea. It is time taxpayers came first. If the current Baltimore County Council wants to do the right thing, they should immediately repeal the pension increase and freeze council member salaries at current levels.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
EM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they are crying, well, we're broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Coming up to the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the invisible Ayatollah. Is he alive, dead, wounded, paralyzed? Where is he? Haven't seen him. They've issued written statements, and we'll tell you the latest on developments on the Operation Epic Cure and the what's going on with combat operations there. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now, once again, the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I heard he's working at IHOP. Gary, by the way, wrote in, said it was Captain Harvey's.
Okay.
And he used to send a guy there for lunch for a bunch of the guys. They'd come back with a whole box full of subs for $20.
Wow.
That was the day.
Great
those
stuff.
Subs, ooh, you know, another
they were big. If I remember, they were huge subs.
Oh, no, they were unbelievable. Nick's Sub Shop on Washington Boulevard in Pigtown used to deliver. I was a transit traffic back in those days. And you could. They had a 58 Chevy that was painted like a sub. And they used to pull up. You could smell that car three blocks away. So good.
Yeah, good stuff.
There's a minor wreck downtown, in downtown, Pratt Street at Calvert Street, just above Harbor Place. Keep an eye out for that. We're still clear. We're under 5 minutes. All lanes good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, low 50s, some gusting winds still around, low 40s tonight, sunny, mid-50s for Saturday. Right now, 31 in Ellicott City under clear skies, 31 in Pikesville as well. Again, the BGE rates, I do think these, because you're watching now the Democrats, you had the governor put out his plan yesterday, and then Steve Hershey introduced Senate Bill 706, which he says will deliver immediate electric bill relief and correct costly energy policy failures here in the state of Maryland. And so, you know, maybe we get in the nuts and bolts of that a little bit later on in the show on what, you know, the differing proposals are. But here the admission here is that elected officials of both parties, and especially the Democrats, because they've been determining energy policy now for a long, long time here in the state of Maryland, they're vulnerable. They know they're vulnerable. They know that the people are in an uproar, and they know that some people are going to vote on this issue. And that's why I'm saying almost every day or every other day, these gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side, you know, Ed Hale and John Myrick and, of course, Dan Cox and others. And now there's apparently an all-black female ticket in the Republican Party. We'll get to that maybe a little bit later on in the show. They should be reminding voters of this on a daily basis and their specific proposals and how they're going to fix it. Meanwhile, two Maryland County sheriffs sat down with the folks over at FAIR. That's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. And they gave in a podcast, No Border, No Country, Wacomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis accusing the governor of prioritizing politics over the safety of Maryland communities. And he was talking about the 287G bill where they got rid of the formal agreements, but knew very well that ICE would still be cooperating with our local law enforcement, would be cooperating with ICE without these formal agreements. And this was nothing more than hoodwinking the Marylanders when it comes to public safety. And Sheriff Lewis had some very strong comments. And he also talked about the emergency nature of the bill, because as soon as Governor Moore signed it, it became law. It didn't wait till July 1st or October 1st, like many bills do. It was immediate. And this was done, according to Sheriff Lewis, it's all about politics and the governor. But here's what he said about Governor Moore and what he did.
So we had to abolish those agreements immediately, and within hours, the governor's putting out a directive telling us this is what you can do. So the governor stood up. He was grandstanding. He had this massive theater downtown in Annapolis, and he told everybody, I have abolished ICE. I've abolished ICE. It didn't abolish ICE at all. It abolished a formal agreement. Is all it did. While at the same time, the governor said, hey, guys, continue doing what you're doing. When he signed that bill, it was the biggest betrayal to public safety and law enforcement I have seen in 42 years on the job. The biggest betrayal. He betrayed us all. He sold his soul. He did nothing, but he sold his soul, but he did nothing but put politics over public safety. He knew exactly what he was doing. As the sheriff said a while ago, he was hoodwinking. You look at, he hoodwinked everybody, but he's literally winking us like, it's going to be okay, guys. You can still do this. I just need to stand up and say, I've done away with it. Uh-huh. It's complete lunacy and ridiculousness.
Indeed, and again, a complete betrayal. He said the biggest he's seen in 42 years when it comes to public safety. He went on to criticize the governor. Said, we're seeking confident that our tyrannical governor and lawmakers have overstepped their boundaries in the state of Maryland, so we're fairly confident that we'll prevail before the Supreme Court of the United States. They're seeking pro bono legal representation to challenge the law. Sheriff Lewis, again, may I recommend Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, and I'm sure they might be interested in taking your case. So whether it's Sheriff Jenkins or Sheriff DeWeese, who was on that podcast as well, or the other sheriffs that are in Zapotico with Sheriff Lewis, I would definitely reach out to Judicial Watch and see if they might be able to help out. It would be well worth the phone call, that's for sure. Coming up next, the latest on the combat operations in Iran. I want to tell you about, as you age, I just saw a Facebook post this morning from one of our listeners saying he's now experiencing some sudden hearing loss, and he was fine last year, and that quickly your hearing can change. And that's the reason why, as we get older, we should have a benchmark hearing test, so we have at least something to go on should there be changes in your hearing down the road. And we do know that loss of hearing, it does affect you socially. It can lead, in some cases, to dementia. So you want to make sure you get it checked out like you do your annual physical or annual eye exam. You make hearing a priority as well. And no better place than Audiology Associates, 10 locations to serve you. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team, they take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues, whether it's earwax or something else. And again, they'll perform the test and recommend any kind of treatment. And all you need to do is give them a call. Set up your appointment today, 410-944-3100, or go online at AAIAudiology.com and make sure you tell them that I told you to call. They've helped my wife. They've helped other members of my family. They'll help you as well. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden, call them at 410-944-3100. All right, it's 7 o'clock. Stay here with Casey and company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Four American service members are dead after an American refueling aircraft crashed in Iraq. Two other crew members survived. U.S. Central Command said the crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and that the other plane landed safely. President Trump posted a new threat to Iran's leaders on his social media website early this morning, promising stepped-up military action. Meanwhile, Gulf countries neighboring Iran came under fire again overnight.
In Oman, a drone crashed into an industrial area, killing two foreign nationals and injuring several others. The United Arab Emirates and Kuwait also responded to a barrage of missiles and drones. In central Dubai, debris from an intercepted projectile hit the facade of a building, a minor incident, authorities said. In Kuwait, drones hit the airport again, resulting in some damage. Qatar also intercepted an attack last night.
That report from the BBC's Barbara Platt-Usher. Pro-Iranian hackers are targeting sites in the Mideast and starting to stretch into the U.S. during the ongoing war.
Hackers supporting Iran claimed responsibility for a significant cyber attack against a U.S. medical device company. They've also tried to penetrate cameras in Middle Eastern countries to improve Iran's missile targeting and targeted data centers in the region. National security and cybersecurity experts say Iran's government will look to leverage its cyber capabilities against the military dominance of the United States. American ports, wastewater treatment plants, and power stations are among the most likely targets. Keith Peters, Washington.
Court documents show that the gunman at Old Dominion University yesterday had previously been convicted of aiding a terrorist organization, the Islamic State. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether it's because of discomfort, lack of mobility, lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively for way too many hours a day. It's terrible for your health. It's time to add some extra steps to your day. Introducing Ellipse One, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases your mobility, and boosts circulation without physical impact. It's the easiest exercise you will ever do. Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse One, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call 1-800-754-4130. That's 1-800-754-4130. Or visit us at ellipse-one.com. Now eligible for FSA HSA. Order today.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County Police say they have a new wreck at Putty Hill and Avondale Road up on the northeast side. City Police had a minor wreck downtown at Pratt Street at Calvert Street. So again, watch out for that right there at Harbor Place as you're moving through the area. We're still under 5 minutes at both the Harbor Tunnels. That traffic south and east now through the area in the next 45 minutes. With the clear skies, you'll need your sunglasses, so be prepared. And it's going to be pretty light there on the west side for a while. But once that sun gets there at Route 40 and also on the inner loop towards York Road, we'll start to see some delays. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day ahead of us, but a cool one with temperatures in the low 50s. Also kind of windy again with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 30 degrees in Bel Air and 32 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County has announced a series of measures to support the disability community following the deadly officer-involved shooting of an autistic man who had a knife. Calvin Ball joined the police chief on Thursday to announce dedicated solutions, resources, and support to help build a more responsive and compassionate response system. The county is expanding its 911 flagging program, increasing taser availability, enhancing disability engagement through a dedicated officer liaison program. The Baltimore City Council held a hearing on BGE's high energy rates and the firing of union workers Thursday, but no one from the utility attended. City Council President Zeke Cohen says BGE doesn't have enough respect for the people that pay their bills to show up, adding, they tear up the streets, we pay the bills, and the shareholders profit while customer bills skyrocket. According to the Maryland Office of the People's Council, BGE's rates have increased by about 10% since the company was acquired by Exelon in 2012. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 504, the pick four, 4231. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhardt Sports coming up next.
Your heart shows up for you every day through the stress, laughter, and long hours while cherishing the people you love most. Rescue Natural Supplements invites radio listeners to start caring for their heart before something feels off. Right now, get half off premium omega-3s when you choose any of their 2-for-1 BOGO bundles. Omega-3s support healthy circulation, balance blood pressure, and lower triglycerides. They help fortify your health as you age while calming everyday inflammation. Everyday protection your heart deserves. And for decades, Rescue's ultra-purified, third-party tested omega-3s have been trusted by generations of satisfied people. To join them with the limited-time offer, grab your 2-for-1 omega-3 bundle. Just head over to res-q.com and look for the yellowfish icon. Your heart will thank you. Again, reel in 2 bottles of omega-3s for the price of 1 today at res-q.com. Just find the yellow fish.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens calling a 10 a.m. press conference this morning to formally introduce Trey Hendrickson to Baltimore. The 4-time Pro Bowler had back-to-back seasons of 17.5 sacks in 23 and 24 before ending last season on injured reserve after only 7 games. Here's GM Eric DaCosta on the team's thinking in terms of Hendrickson.
In terms of Trey, I think we came to a point probably after we lost Tyler where, as we're trying to find the best way for us to get better as a football team, Trey kind of made a lot of sense as a possible guy to look at.
Elsewhere in the NFL, it'll be quite a climate change for Kyler Murray. The 2018 Heisman Trophy winner leaves the desert of Arizona for the frozen lakes of Minnesota, inking a one-year veteran minimum deal a day after the Cardinals released him. Murray's salary from the Vikings will come in addition to the $36.8 million the Cardinals still owe him. So just to recap, over the last few days, the Cardinals are paying Kyler Murray $36.8 million to compete for an NFC championship against them, and the Dolphins sacrificed $99 million in cap space so that Tua won't play for them. And finally, the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass down in Florida with a five-way tie for first through round one. But the big news, though, Colin Morikawa had to withdraw from the tournament after just one hole with a back injury. Coming up in 30 minutes, the working relationship between Craig Albernaz and Mike Elias. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Chris Van Hollen is proposing a massive federal tax increase. We're talking in the trillions. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates charging a parent for concealing evidence in their daughter's juvenile crime. But the top story here today is ongoing operations, combat operations, and Operation Epic of Fury. Sadly, a KC-135 refueling aircraft went down over the skies of Iraq. Four of the six crew members on board have perished. And so our thoughts, prayers, sympathies, and condolences go to the family members of those brave crews. And again, this just goes to show that you may not be directly in combat. You may be in a combat support role, which the KC-135 was in refueling the jets, the fighter jets and so on. But, you know, again, I marvel at their precision, at their expertise. But it's still dangerous, very dangerous, when you are trying to refuel fighter aircraft in the middle in the air and while flying. Imagine that at incredible speeds. It's just amazing. So to those crew members of these KC-135s, thank you for all that you do. And sadly, we have lost four American heroes and brave patriots. The next big question is Mojtaba Khamenei. That's the son of the last Ayatollah that was obliterated. There are conflicting reports. We've not seen him anywhere. He's not seen on camera, on television, in public. We've only had written statements that have been put out. Some reports are that he lost a leg. Others are that he's in a coma. He was wounded in that attack by the Israelis. But President Trump weighed in with Brian Kilmeade yesterday, saying he still thinks he's alive.
Finally, we hear from the Supreme Leader in a long statement. We don't see him. He doesn't read the speech. They say he wrote the speech. First off, do you believe he's alive?
I think he probably is. I think he's damaged, but I think he's probably alive in some form, yeah.
What's your takeaway? I know he says that he's going to widen the war. He's going to continue to use the Strait of Hormuz as leverage against you to end this war. He's got underwater drones to stop any of the ships going in and out. What's your message back to the new Supreme Leader?
Well, they've been doing a lot of talking, so he's going to have to put up. We'll have to see, because we are decimating them. We've knocked out most of their missiles. We've knocked out many of their drones. We knocked out a lot of the manufacturing areas where they manufacture the missiles and now the drones. We're hitting them harder than anybody's been hit since World War II.
Yeah, that's true. And as to the Strait of Hormuz, people are saying, well, why can't we have the military escort these oil tankers and so on and so forth? We can, and we will. That's been in the planning. But the first thing you have to do is you have to completely eliminate the threat that Iran poses via ballistic missiles. The drones are still a problem. 92% of their ballistic missiles have been degraded. We've hit over 5,000 targets. And you want to make sure that these drones are proving to be a little bit on the pesky side, because they're still be able to launch attacks using the drones. And that's how they're. And so we do have anti-drone technology. Again, that will be used, and we'll see some of these ships being escorted as soon as we are able to neutralize the other threats. And that's coming, I think, any day now. And that hopefully will restore these gas prices. And President Trump said, we're totally destroying the terrorist regime of Iran, militarily, economically, and otherwise. Yet, if you read the failing New York Times, you would incorrectly think that we're not winning. Iran's Navy's gone. Their Air Force is no longer. Missiles, drones, and everything else are being decimated. And the leaders have been wiped from the face of the earth. We have unparalleled firepower, unlimited ammunition, and plenty of time. Watch what happens to these deranged scumbags today. They've been killing innocent people all over the world for 47 years. And now, I, the 47th President of the United States of America, am killing them. And it is my honor to do so. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, King of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Don't know what the problem is yet, but I was just kind of cruising around. Came up on 95 here in Howard County, northbound at Route 32. And very quickly, a lot of brake lights there right after Route 32. So waiting for an update. Obviously, there's some sort of an incident, broken down vehicle, minor wreck, northbound after Route 32. Just waiting on a confirmation from that, from the state police. But heads up if you're north on 95 from Route 216. There's been a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, on the inner loop near the ramp to the VW Parkway in Greenbelt. And that's going to back us up for the traffic leaving College Park and heading over towards the ramps at 295. We'll keep an eye on this northbound 95 in Howard County. Hopefully have some information by the next report. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 50s, the expected high. So it's going to be more spring-like. Still got some gusty winds with us today. And we're just 1 week away from the official arrival of spring. So hopefully it'll feel more spring-like than it certainly did yesterday. Right now, it is chilly. 35 in Ocean City, 32 in Severn. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump still pushing for the Save America Act, which John Thune and the Rhino Deep State Uniparty flunkies have no interest in passing. They're going to go through a show vote, that's for sure. Thune and the rest of his leftist Rhino lieutenants in the U.S. Senate. And that includes John Cornyn. But President Trump yesterday once again reminding people what's at stake with the Save America Act.
Putting that in the Save America Act as one of our five. That's voter ID. We want voter ID. We want proof of citizenship. We want no transgender mutilization of your children. We don't want transgender mutilation. That's number three. We want no men in women's sports. That's number four. And we don't want to have mail-in voting. Where the votes go, where the hell do they come from? So we do that. It's five things. They're all 99%. They say, oh, that's an 80% issue, like voter ID. No, I think it's a 99. I think the Democrats have it at 87%. The leadership doesn't want it. Why don't you want voter ID? There's only one reason. Ready? Because you want to cheat. Okay? They blame it on all sorts of things. They came up, they said it's racist. They came up with things that you have to say their imagination is great. No, we're not going to let them cheat like they did in a certain election that we won't talk about. But that election was, and they cheat now. Look, we're not going to let it happen. So we're going to go get the Save America Act, not the Save Act. Nobody knew what the Save Act meant. The Save Act, what, save what? Save America Act. And we're going to do everything we can. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe we're having a hard time I think anybody that votes against it shouldn't be allowed to run for office. You want to know the truth?
All right, there he is. Basically, ultimatum has been delivered to Senate Republicans. I was asked the question yesterday, does the Save America Act explicitly eliminate voting machines? It does not. But it does mandate the use of voter verifiable paper ballots, which could effectively phase out electronic voting systems and voting machines as well. By the way, John Cornyn was hit up by a reporter yesterday asking him, all of a sudden he's a pro-Trump agenda when he's been opposing the president's agenda for a long, long time.
What do you have to say to the Americans who are questioning why President Trump should endorse you when many say that you've been vehemently against his agenda?
Do you speak for all these Americans? I don't understand.
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah.
Many people are asking this question. Do you have a response? I mean, you've been pro-borderline, pro-amnesty, red flag laws.
Are you being paid? Are you being paid by the Paxton campaign?
No, I'm just a concerned American citizen representing millions of other Americans.
No, I think you're a paid influencer because none of that's true, and you know it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's Alison Steinberg. She's a conservative journalist. I looked it up. Here are the numbers. According to legislative analysis, the most liberal Republican in Texas is John Cornyn. His liberty scorecard on votes is an F. He claims he votes with Trump 99% of the time. The actual number, when you subtract procedural votes, is 69% of the time. And for those that think that John Fetterman is a voice of reason within the Democrat Party, he's a no vote on the Save America Act.
What's your feeling about the president's emphasis, hard emphasis, on the so-called Save America Act?
Well, there's a couple of truths embedded in this conversation, too. I don't support, in its current state, to vote Save America. And the president is constantly critical on mail-in voting, and that's ridiculous. It's safe. Some of the best examples in the country are from red states.
Yeah, well, that's not safe. It's ripe for fraud. And again, that's all about being a Democrat wanting to retain power. New shock poll coming out of Ohio. Vivek Ramaswamy, which one point led by 10 points in his race for Ohio governor, is now down by 10 to Amy Acton, according to the latest Ohio poll. And Sherrod Brown has a 4-point lead over John Husted. But there is plenty of time to turn that around in the upcoming future as well. Again, it's by the way, Tina Peters was found not guilty after being attacked by an inmate in prison. So she's not going to have any more time tacked on to her. Hopefully, if I'm president, I would send in federal troops. You've pardoned her. The pardons we now know extend to state charges. And the governor and the people of Colorado are refusing to, this is the supremacy clause. The president, with his pardon power, would take precedent over the state charges. And if they're not cooperating with releasing Tina Powers, I'd send in the federales to liberate her. And I would do it today. There you have it. Okay, that's the latest on our MAG update. 418 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. 721, and you're listening to Casey & Company. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And the best of Casey & Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees.
Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:22, 22 minutes after the hour. It's incredible to watch these Democrats who are basically now attacking Pete Hegseth's supposed steak budget, steak and lobster for the troops. But the one thing is, besides just being anti-troops, and they are, anybody that would criticize meals that U.S. servicemen would get in combat, in theater, whatever the case may be, or just by itself, I mean, they are putting their lives on the line every day. There's a special place in hell, I think, for those people, number one. Number two, they're raging hypocrites, because this was done under Joe Biden, it was done under Barack Obama, two presidents, and even a Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, endorsed this as well back in the day. I'm just looking at some of the articles in 2011 from Afghanistan where they said steak, lobster, and guacamole were on forward operating base Fenty in the eastern part of Afghanistan. And soldiers would often joke during those days they knew they were going to war when they sat down and saw crab legs on the tray. So instead of the MREs, and they knew they were about ready to go on a major combat operation when they got the steak and lobster. So, again, this happened under every single president, and now they're just their Trump derangement is causing them to criticize Pete Hegseth. And again, by connection, they are criticizing our troops for what they are what they're getting to eat while they're fighting for our freedoms. As I said, special place in hell for those individuals. 7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
And pass out the Jimmy's famous seafood t-shirts.
There you go.
Tell them all to wear them proudly.
Yeah, tell Pete to order some Jimmy's famous seafood crab cakes.
Yeah, well, that'd be fine too. But I just take that t-shirt, just wave it on Facebook and say, there you are. There's my answer. The tunnel, the old Harbor Tunnel, apparently had a stoppage southbound. Don't know what it was. I saw a police car coming out in the area of Child Street and down towards Shell Road. So there may have been just a broken down vehicle. That's all it takes. But it backs us up very quickly now on the old Harbor Tunnel throughway back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. We're on the move once again. See traffic going into the tunnel. But from the tail end of that going through the tunnel right now, at least an extra 15-minute delay. Report that a tree is down. Might be a temporary problem, but they're alternating lanes on Falls Road near Pedonia Road. They'll stop one side, let the other go till they get the tree completely out of the roadway. Harford County, outside of Bel Air, the transformer was on fire at Route 24 at the intersection at Red Pump Road, and that could mean possibly a power outage in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, low 50s, windy with gusting up to 30 miles an hour still. And that's what keeps that temperature low. And then tonight back down is the low 40s. Saturday looks a tad warmer. Sunny 55 for the high right now. 31 in Ellicott City. It is 31 in Owings Mills. And folks weighing in on a couple of issues here this morning regarding text. And this is T says, I guess the Dem shutting down all the coal-fired power plants have nothing to do with the high BGE bills, huh? Others are saying, we talk about cheesesteak and company subs. He says, they're ridiculous. There's always a line. You must try it. All right, now my appetite is whetted and my curiosity as well. So a cheesesteak and company coming to Owings Mills. Thanks again. Here's another vote. Captain Harvey's in Dundalk. They made the biggest, fattest cheesesteaks ever. That was part of our food news a little bit later on this morning. And Tom says Moore has got to be one of the top worst governors of the state. Well, his approval rating has taken a hit of late, but it's still not where it would be. Again, really concerning for Democrats going into this election cycle, but that all can change. It's still months away from this election. Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, weighing in on what the mission is for our brave servicemen in Operation Epic Fury.
There's never in history been a more total asymmetric one-sided annihilation of the enemy than you are witnessing that is unfolding right now in Iran.
And he said, look, the job here, this is the dilemma. How do you cripple a regime of murder mullahs without harming the future of the Iranian people. Because, you know, if you're blowing up a bunch of infrastructure, that's someone's going to have to rebuild that. We saw what happened in Iraq. We've seen what happened in some parts. So with precision munitions, they're trying to take out the military industrial base while leaving the rest of the infrastructure.
You're in the process right now of degrading their entire military industrial base so that they cannot resume creating and building these weapons that not only could reach Europe, that not only could reach our military bases, but that someday could reach the mainland United States.
So how long is it going to take? That's the question everybody wants to know. How long do we have to put up with these high gas prices, old barrels of oil being $90 to $100 right now, until the Strait of Hormuz must be reopened, and that might take a few days. Based on we've got to continue to degrade the threat of ballistic missiles, drone attacks, etc., because the regime is doubling down. That's their choke point. They want to choke oil up to $200 a barrel, thinking that our resolve will be weakened. There's also the 60% of enriched uranium, which poses a problem, which is enough to make 11 nuclear devices. I don't know if it's enough to put on a single warhead, but certainly a dirty bomb could be made from the 60% enriched uranium, or several dirty bombs, and they could be targeted throughout most of the West. So that has to be found, located, and removed from their possession. So that, I think, would be more of a special forces, either Army Rangers or you know, a Delta Force, or maybe even Navy SEALs that would have to go in and get that stuff. They have to locate it first, make sure they know where it is, and then they've got to find a way to get in and get out safely. So I think once those two objectives are done, then I think you'll see, for all intents and purposes, the war will be over. And then it's up to the Iranian people. Because I don't want to have anything to do with their regime change. I don't want to have anything to do with who their next leader is. I don't care. And I know President Trump has said they don't want another one just like the last one. Well, that's what you're going to get until the Iranian people take it over. Now, the CIA is saying that the regime is still firmly as a strong grip on the country right now. They've been weakened, but they haven't been eliminated entirely. So that's where you need that inside push. You're going to need a little help. Either from the Iranian people, from the Kurds, or what have you. But no, repeat, no U.S. boots on the ground, no ground invasion whatsoever, no regime change for us, no nation building for us, no forever wars for us, period. And President and Vice President both know that. Town Appliance, they're there for you when you need them. If you're in need of an appliance, or maybe you're thinking of an upgrade to your kitchen, best place to go is Town Appliance, with Mayor and or Mayor. Both mayors run the place. And 70 different brands on display, from Frigidaire, Cafe, Monogram, also the Sub-Zero, you name it, for every budget. They've got it at Town Appliance. Competitive pricing, five-star service, and they want you as a customer for life. Stop by, tell them I told you, stop in at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Let's get a news update. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Andy Harris is responding to Governor Moore proclaiming March 20th as Meat Out Day in Maryland. The governor's announcement aims to encourage residents to reduce meat consumption in favor of plant-based diets on that day. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress says the state's farmers and watermen have been under siege from the Moore administration since his first day in office. He says the mass covering of farm fields by subsidized and state-mandated solar panels is threatening livestock and poultry production. Dundalk's Turner Station community is receiving more than $3.1 million in federal funds for flood resiliency improvements. Kwesi Nfume says the funding was secured as part of the fiscal 2026 appropriations process. The money will be used for the first priority construction phase of mitigation pumping, drainage, and plantings. The congressman says Turner Station has struggled with flooding for decades, and these major improvements will decrease flooding, increase quality of life, reduce property damage, and protect critical transportation and safety systems. A two-alarm fire has caused an estimated $500,000 in damage to a Cecil County business. The state fire marshal says the Hacks Point Volunteer Fire Company responded to Richmond's Marina at 1500 Glebe Road Wednesday and found the large metal frame garage engulfed in flames. It took around 50 firefighters to control the blaze, and no injuries were reported. According to the preliminary investigation, there were no smoke alarms, fire alarms, or sprinkler systems in the structure. The cause of the fire fire remains under investigation. And Mom's Organic Market in Hamden is temporarily closed due to rodent issues. According to the City Department of Health, pest control found 5 dead mice and some roaches on glue pads on March 5th. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guarantee rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That stoppage has cleared, and it was a minor accident in the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound on 895. It was there long enough to back us up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. We're making a little progress now, moving down slowly towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge and O'Donnell Street. But all the lanes are moving again. But right now, from the very back of that back up there to go through the tunnel, probably in the area of 10 to 12 minutes on 895 southbound right now. 95 didn't take too much of a hit. We're still running okay with heavy traffic in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Report of a new wreck at Philadelphia Road at Middle River Road. We're checking on that. There was a tree down at Falls Road at Pedonia Road. And now there are two different accidents on the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop near the BW Parkway in Prince George's County, and on the outer loop near the interchange right at the bottom end where I-95 joins in, with delays probably now through College Park. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day ahead of us, but a cool one with temperatures in the low 50s. Also kind of windy again with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens adding some depth yesterday on the interior offensive line, signing former Falcons offensive lineman Jovan Quinn to a 1-year deal. The 26-year-old played center and guard, reuniting with Ravens run game coordinator Dwayne Ledford after spending 2 seasons on the Falcons practice squad. 10 a.m. press conference call today by the team in Owings Mills to introduce Trey Hendrickson. Orioles with the day off yesterday. They'll be in Clearwater to take on the Phils today at 1:05. Spring training is at about the midpoint. Manager Craig Albanez was asked about the nature of his day-to-day relationship with GM Mike Elias.
He's around, and it's not overbearing. Like, it's which is great too. It shows the collaboration where he comes in, we'll talk, but also he lets us have our space.
Yeah. WBC action tonight, quarterfinals, 2 games, Korea and the Dominican Republic at 6:30 p.m., and then by the grace of God and, of course, the Italian national team, the U.S. takes on Canada. May not have the same cachet as Canada-U.S. in hockey, but manager Mark DeRosa saying the Olympic hero making a nice gesture to his team.
Jack Hughes sent the boys a nice little fire-up, message that I put out on their group chat, and I know there's talks of some hockey jerseys being sent in tomorrow for the guys to wear during BP or out and about the clubhouse. So yeah, firmly aware of the gold medal run there.
Yeah, game time is 8:00 tonight. It'll be on Fox. College basketball last night. Miami of Ohio is undefeated no more.
Skaljack, 3 seconds left. Fired a three.
Call on ESPN. The Red Hawks beaten in its first game of conference tournament 87-83 by the Minutemen after going 31-0 in the regular season. Miami was the fifth men's D1 team to go undefeated in the regular season this century, but now it's the second to get tripped up in its own conference tournament. To the ice we go in Buffalo. Caps in need of a win. Tied at one late with the Sabres.
Strome overlapping. Van Riemsdyk fires. Knocked down in front. It trickles wide of Luukkonen. Brodus, centering pass. Score! The Capitals grab the lead thanks to Jacob Chychrun.
Joe Beninati had the call on monumental. Chychrun's goal with 1:33 to go was the clincher. Caps beat the Sabres 2-1. Charlie Lindgren with 29 saves. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should team usurp country?
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com and I will see you there.
So this was inevitable, Sean. The Cy Young Award winner, Tigers pitcher Tarek Skubal, who was on the U.S. Team, Team USA in baseball, the World Baseball Classic, left the team to go back to spring training, Lakeland, Florida, Detroit, to get ready for the season. On social media, fans are calling him a Benedict Arnold for leaving the U.S. team to go back to Lakeland. And Skubal shot back and said, it's not like I took on the uniform of Canada,
right,
or I put on the uniform of Panama or the Great Britain or something. I just went back to my team. What do you think? Team or country?
Well, I think it was a poor choice on his part, but I don't think he's a traitor. But I think that he already pitched, and he didn't pitch all that great.
He did all right.
He did okay. But you never know when you need arms. They're in the quarterfinals now, right? So you might need pitchers. So they're down an arm now.
So the plan, though, was all along for him to just pitch the one game and then go back. It's not like this is a surprise.
No,
to
I understand.
Team
USA. But what happens if you need, you're in a game against Japan, and you need to go to a bullpen. And you know, in the last game of a World Series or of Olympics or whatever it is, whatever competition is, you need all hands on deck just in case. So I think it's a bad decision on his part to leave.
So the team that pays him money should suffer because...
Well, if that's the way you feel, don't try out for Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come on the roster. If you can't commit for the entire event, then stay home. We'll get somebody else who wants to be there.
But Team USA agreed with Tarek Skubal. In other words, before the tournament began, he said, look, I'm only going to pitch the one game because I want to get back and get ready, etc. And they said, okay, that's fine. And now, of course, he's doing that. He's doing exactly what he set out to do. Right? So it's not like it was unknown.
What if everybody did that? What if every member of that roster wanted to do the same thing?
But if Team USA agreed with that,
I'm not saying they're as pure as the driven snow on this thing. I mean, they made a poor decision as well. I just think when you commit to a team, and that's what team sports is all about, you stay on that team until the end of the event.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
But I just think that the U.S. team is complicit here because they agreed to that
Absolutely.
Situation.
But I don't think he's a traitor. I just think he made it was a poor choice.
Social media is a sewer.
It is. It absolutely is. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
7:40. Now we have another case of three 14-year-old girls. You remember this story? They had carjacked or stole a car. They were out for a joyride. They ran into a Baltimore police officer, literally. They ran over his foot, breaking his ankle. He fired shots because he thought he was being run over. He grazed one of the girls, and that girl then goes home and tells her mother that she was hurt when they were involved with driving a car and hit a police officer. So then the mother... Then try to get rid of the jacket that she was wearing that had bloodstains on it and actually had a round in it. I'm assuming from the police officer's gun. They found there was a round in the jacket. Now she ditches the jacket in a dumpster and then realizes, oh no, the police could probably find that. So then she goes and gets the jacket and disposes of it. And so we don't know where that jacket is. We don't know where that round is. And they're all pointing the fingers at each other, the mother and the father. Well, yesterday, City State's Attorney Ivan Bates charges the mother with concealing evidence. And by the way, these juveniles, I want to see, most of them had been, two of the three had electric monitoring at the time of the assault on the police officer. So there's that wonderful youth charge reforming act that they're trying to pass down in Annapolis. Here's Ivan Bates charging the parents.
So to be clear, when there is an opportunity for my office to hold a parent accountable for the actions that undoubtedly support the child's alleged criminal behavior, we will.
The police commissioner, Richard Worley, says he is deeply troubled by the turn of events.
This case is deeply troubling. A police officer was struck by a vehicle, and following that incident, an adult is alleged to have concealed evidence and misled authorities.
So the girl went home and told her mother that she hit someone.
When your child tells you they think that they've caught a body, you probably want to call the police to say, what on earth is going on here?
And then, of course, police did investigate, and they have found a bag in a dumpster, but no jacket.
There was a torn open bag that indicated that it had been removed. So, you know, it was there. She said it was there. Now it's gone.
The commissioner says they're seeing this all the time now in the city, a dangerous trend of juveniles committing crimes.
Already this year, I've seen, I think it's three young people have been killed. And they've been killed at the hands of probably other young people. And that's not the direction we want to go. And we've got to change that.
We should. And Bates, we'll tell you all about the parental accountability. But I want to suggest that I understand, I applaud the city state's attorney for this. But this accountability, you're being reactive here. We need to be proactive. If you're letting juveniles run wild on the street at 13 and 14 years of age with ankle monitors on, then you should be charged with child neglect or endangerment or something if you don't have your children under the age of 18 and you don't know where they are. All right, 743, traffic weather on the freeze. Once again, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
What you need is Big Mama, who used to be around.
Yep.
And oversaw everything. When you got into it, you would get an ass whipping. You would get pulled in the house by your ear and get a good ass whipping.
Well, that happened once during the Freddie Gray riots. Remember the mother that went out to get her son and pulled him by the ear back into the house?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Over there by Dunbar.
Exactly. So it's it's something that needs to be done in every household in Baltimore City.
That's exactly right. She took care of business herself, and that's not what's happening. So there you go. There's a report of a minor accident. The problem is some of the cameras are out towards Annapolis this morning, right at the junction at I-97 and Route 32. Those cameras are out, but there's a report of a wreck at I-97 south near the bridge at 178. So the heads up there, if you're coming down I-97 from Benfield through the split there at Route 32, may grab some attention. Apparently it was off to the side. Good recovery now from the earlier problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Not completely clear, but has moved down now into the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. And from there, we're making a pretty good time now going into the tunnel. That should clear out without any new problems within the next 10 minutes or so. Baltimore County, a couple of accidents. Falls Road at Joppa Road, the upper end of the JFX, and one also at Philadelphia Road at Middle River Road. Two accidents, Capitol Beltway, outer loop at 95 going into Montgomery County, and the inner loop near the ramp at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today, low 50s. We still got those pesky winds gusting all around, so can't get rid of those. But tomorrow will be even nicer, sunshine, mid 50s for the high. 34 right now, sunny in Annapolis, 31 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got WCBM merchandise up for grabs, and Chuck's good old buddy Kurt in Edgewater is back with us.
Yay!
Hello, Kurt.
Good morning. Last week, y'all were calling Chuck Whopper Johnson. His wife was probably thinking you should be asking, where's the bee?
Took you a week to think of that one, huh?
Yeah, a week.
He's stalling, folks. He's thinking of a comeback as
we
speak.
I stunned him. I hit him right in the chest.
Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
How about you just go home?
I'll go after.
Oh, you're already home.
I'll go after Pimple Whitaker.
All right. Story number one, the Human Rights Campaign is demanding, this is in a Rainbow Mafia group, demanding gender-affirming care from companies that provide the gender-affirming care. And they want now cosmetic interventions like liposuction and shaving the Adam's apple.
You can shave it?
Apparently. Never heard of that before. Story number two.
You can feel it.
Never. You ever wonder why Granny smells? It turns out that old person's smell is an actual biological phenomenon. It's caused by an epidermal change. It happens to everyone, all of us, as we age. Once you reach the age of 40, something called nonanol, an aldehyde, is actually the aging odor is caused by increased production of this chemical in older people, which is the source of the distinctive dusty Granny smell.
Can I just say, what about Grampy smell?
Both.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, both.
That,
yeah,
kind of equal. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, don't be just...
Someone's a little defensive on that.
Well,
You are a Granny.
Yes.
Okay. Is that why you're...
That's why she has an air wick on her belt.
I mean, there is a smell in this building, but Maggie's one of the youngest here. I don't think it's her.
Yesterday, she was wearing her sweater inside out and had a little shell no pest strip on it.
No, not that I know. Okay, yeah, I was. It's dark when we all get up, and I
so you're admitting the shell no pest strip?
Not the shell no pest strip, but yes, I was wearing my clothes inside out. Very embarrassing.
Story three. Barbershops in Texas are reporting that young men are coming in asking for a Trump cut. The men want their hair cut and styled like the president's signature hairstyle, and they're doing it. A Trump cut and style runs you about $100. All right. Is it story number one, Rainbow Mafia asking for Adam's apple shave? Story two, old person smell, Granny and Grandpa.
Thank you.
Or story three, the Trump cut, now a thing in Texas. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
I don't know. I'm going to say three. I haven't heard that.
Kristen goes for story number three. Maggie?
I'm going to say number one is false.
Maggie goes for the Granny smell.
Or no, that's human rights.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Adam's
apple. The Adam's apple shape.
Adam's apple. Just testing, see if you're paying attention. Let's see. Chuck.
Three, please.
Chuck also goes with Kristen's and story number three. Kurt?
Let's go with Super Chuck, number three.
Super Chuck, number three.
Nobody said stupid.
Well, either one applies.
You're not stupid.
You just look it.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
Yes.
Can you smell stupid?
Stupid looking. Yes. Stupid looking's right.
Old people stupid smell is what we're talking about here.
But you can't fix stupid.
Guess what? Story two is true. Old people smell. Old person smell, let's put it that way. Story one, the Adam apple shave. That is also a true story. Story number three is our fake news story of the day, no Trump cut that we know of.
There you go, Kurt.
In the state of Texas.
We'll see you in 30 days now.
you're the man, Chuck.
I am the man.
At least
no
today.
No doubt about it, but thank you for saying it.
At least today he's identifying as one. Kurt, will put you on hold.
Identifying.
Thank you.
Burn! That's nice.
All right. Thank you very much, Chuck.
You
appreciate
stop it,
that.
You silly.
That's right. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, there for you 24/7. When it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. So many people try to be their own lawyer. They try to, entrust the insurance process. Look, insurance companies try to just basically wear you down and wait you out. That's what they do. Michael knows that. Michael's got the experience over 40 years in handling these kinds of cases. Michael, Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the attorneys at the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, they've helped members of my immediate family, extended family, WCBM family, and of course you and the listener family as well. So hopefully you never need them, but just remember they're there if you do. They're at maflaw.com. You can download the 15 things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident, or the personal injury assistant app, which allows you to take pictures and record witness statements, etc., and then that automatically gets downloaded into the offices of Michael A. Friedman. So again, that's maflaw.com for the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey, by the way, history in the making. We have the first all-black, all-female Republican gubernatorial ticket in Maryland was announced yesterday. Shannon Wright and her running mate Reba Hawkins officially filing as the first all-black and all-female Republican governor, lieutenant governor candidate team. This is Women's History Month, so that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Kurt Wedekind was the former top of the ticket, and he either was disqualified or withdrew. I don't know who to believe here, but Shannon Wright and now, of course, Reba Hawkins are making history, at least in filing. Let's put it that way. Will they make history even more? Don't know. I have to wait and see. 7:53 traffic weather on the threes. Here's a man who makes history every time he opens his mouth. Chuck Whitaker.
Scare people, don't it? They're just waiting to see what's he going to do to us now.
Exactly.
Well, if you're on the Beltway into Towson, there's a wreck on the inner loop ramp to Charles Street. Somebody hit the barricade right there at the split. Looks like a pickup truck hit that, and Medicaid has just pulled up. Fire department is there. State police are there. You cannot exit right now at the Charles Street ramp, so you'll have to go straight on by that, go into Towson and pick up York Road, and then work your way back towards Charles Street and through that area, probably coming across from some of the roadways in Towson back through there. But right now, the ramp from the inner loop to Charles Street is closed. Then Baltimore County had a couple of accidents. Falls Road at Joppa Road, Philadelphia Road at Middle River Road. Whatever that problem was earlier along I-95 northbound at Route 32, that corrected itself. That backup is gone. Minor wreck, I-97 southbound near the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, low 50s for your high, and maybe some gusty winds still hanging around. Right now we're 32 in Parkville, and it is 34 in Pasadena. And you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll check in with our partners, the Baltimore Sun, to get us an update on the budget talks. We're now at the halfway point. The session's almost over, or now we're moving in that direction. We still don't have a clear budget yet, and we'll take a look at the Democrats basically running, challenging every seat here in the state of Maryland. We'll talk, get the latest on that as well. But Senator Van Hollen and the rest of the radical Marxist Democrats are up to no good. AOC, and of course, Liz Warren, Lyle Wathe, Socialist Bolshevik Bernie Sanders, and others. They're rolling out a brand new tax plan. They're calling it the Working Families Tax Cut, but actually, it's a $1.5 trillion, that's right, with a T, trillion-dollar tax increase. And he made that statement, and guess who was there? Randy Weingarten, head of the American Federation of Teachers. So this is within conjunction with the teachers' unions and the rest of the Marxists. They now are saying they're going to hit over 600,000 Americans who earn more than $1 million a year with a surtax that would start at 5% of adjusted gross income if you earn over $1 million and climb to 10% for joint filers above $3 million. Then, if you make more than $2 million, there's a 12% surcharge for joint filers. And the top individual income tax rate right now is 37%.
Democrats would raise that back to the Clintonian levels of nearly 40%, should they retake and get power. Then on top of that, a 12% surcharge would take the marginal rate to 49% immediately, or over 51% based on income levels. So, for instance, top-earning New York City residents pay a combined 14.8 city and state marginal income tax rate. The Van Hollen bill would leave them with a mere $3 out of the next 10 they earn. So the government would take 70%. If you live in New York State or New York City, they would take 70%, again, with one government or another. There's local tax, property tax, or whatever it is. And that's before the additional millionaire's tax that Mamdani is pushing at the state level. So there's going to be a mass exodus. We've already seen it. What was the guy? Starbucks guy? What was his name? I can't remember his last name now. It'll come to me. Anyway, the CEO of Starbucks left Seattle and retired in Florida. Hypocrite. You know, after all this nonsense at Starbucks, wanted to start it in Seattle, and of course all this other stuff that he was a woke CEO, and now he's decided he's going to retire in Florida. There's going to be a mass exodus in New York, and New York, that means they're going to come here. They're coming to Maryland, or, you know, again, not that we're inexpensive, but we're cheaper than New York, that's for sure. Van Hollen said the Senate legislation had 19 co-sponsors. Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Spartacus, Andy Kim of Jersey, the Bearded Marxist, Chris Coons of Delaware, Jeff Merkley, Oregon, Bolshevik Bernie, Angus King, all along again. And this is what they want to do. They want to punish wealth. They want to punish and get rid of capitalism. They want to take, and again, we already know that the high-end earners pay, again, the vast majority of the taxes in our system today already. They want to make it even worse. So this is all to, once again, make sure the takers get what they want and the makers get punished. And the people that are actually contributing, making America great again, that are innovating, that are starting companies, that are investing in this country, they are now being going to be put on the... and that's why we can't let the Democrats retake the House or the Senate, and especially the White House in 2028, because they will reverse everything. And that's why I have such a problem with the Republicans at this point, because they have not codified much what President Trump has done at all. And that's by design. That's on purpose. They're waiting him out. They're waiting, you know, for him to go quietly into the night, which he will not do. But that's why they're not passing the Save America Act. That's why now you got Speaker Johnson. We've got evidence of this capitulating to the, well, no more mass deportation. So they're already starting to turn around on Trump. Because they know they don't have the numbers right now, and the deep state usually ends up winning. I don't care who it is. So it's an uphill battle, but there you have it. I thought you should know what the Democrats are scheming, and they will nuke the filibuster 100%. They'll get rid of it to get all and to pack the Supreme Court. Absolutely. They're going to do all of that because Republicans are too stupid to stop it. Unreal. Coming up next, we'll check in with the Baltimore Sun on the latest on Maryland's budget and more. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The American death toll in the war against Iran has increased following the crash of a U.S. military refueling aircraft.
The U.S. Military Central Command said that 4 of 6 crew members of an American KC-135 refueling plane that went down in Iraq have been found dead, and that recovery efforts were ongoing to find the other two. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said the crash followed an unspecified incident involving 2 aircraft in a friendly airspace, and that the other plane, also a KC-135, landed safely in Israel. A basic KC-135 crew has 3 people, a pilot, co-pilot, and boom operator. Nurses and medical technicians are added in aeromedical evacuation missions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Iran's new Ayatollah issued a statement yesterday calling for more retaliation and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which is choking off at least 20% of the world's oil supply. Oil prices are back above $100 a barrel, raising fears of a global economic crisis. Iran State TV is reporting a large explosion today in a Tehran square as rallies were taking place.
The explosion hit on Friday at Ferdowsi Square near Tehran University. It's a square filled with demonstrators. The cause of the blast is not immediately known, but Israel had warned it could strike in the area just before the blast. Intense airstrikes had begun landing around Tehran just before rallies were to begin for the annual Quds Day event in support of Palestinians. Despite the attacks, thousands of people took to the streets chanting death to Israel and death to America. I'm Charles Diledesma.
One student was killed when a man opened fire in a classroom at Old Dominion University yesterday. The FBI investigating now the attack as an act of terrorism. Court documents show the gunman who was killed had previously been convicted of aiding the Islamic State. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Have a delay on the Beltway if you're coming east from Greenspring from the JFX and over to Charles Street. The ramp to Charles Street is blocked. Pickup truck hit the barricade and the guardrail right at the beginning of the ramp. The fire department is there. A couple of cars actually got around the fire truck, and they shouldn't have done that, but now they've completely blocked the ramp again. So the inner loop ramp to Charles Street is blocked. You have to go over and use the York Road ramp to back up on the Beltway. It didn't really go all the way back to Greenspring, but we're going to do that right now. It may be, yeah, we got a delay that's going back through Greenspring from that point over towards the ramp at 83 and Charles Street. So that's a pretty good delay right now from Reisterstown Road trying to get into Towson on the inner loop side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day ahead of us, but a cool one with temperatures in the low 50s. Also kind of windy again with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 29 degrees in Pikesville and 29 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that some downtown Baltimore residents say the city isn't doing enough to address problems associated with homelessness, including large amounts of trash and a lack of public bathrooms. Melanie Chamberlain said she's often cleaning up human feces in the alleyway behind her downtown Baltimore condominium, in addition to trash in the surrounding neighborhood. And Mayor Scott has appointed a new chief information officer. He says they're an innovator and a cybersecurity expert who will bring years of experience to the role of leading the city's information technology office. Technology and cybersecurity executive with more than 20 years of experience leading high-impact digital transformations across the public and private sectors. He will be on the job starting Monday, March 16th. And the Jewish Federation of Baltimore is thinking about family and friends in Michigan's Jewish community after Thursday's attack on Temple Israel in West Bloomfield. Baltimore Jewish Council Executive Director Howard Libet says even though the attack did not happen here, it hits home. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 504, the pick four, 4231. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Perez. Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. Heads up now. The outer loop coming up the hill to Providence Road. Several vehicles are involved. The fire department arriving there. Only the right lane is now getting by on the outer loop with delays going back towards Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, with the Max Crosby fiasco in the rearview mirror, GM Eric DaCosta says it's back to business for the Baltimore Ravens.
The hunt goes on, and we are super excited about this team, where we're headed. A lot of opportunities today, tomorrow, this coming weekend.
Team officially signing five players yesterday, including cornerback Chido Awuzie and blocking tight end Durham Smythe, but losing scat back Keaton Mitchell to Jim Harbaugh in Los Angeles. 2 years, $9.25 million for Keaton. Press conference today at 10 a.m. to introduce Trey Hendrickson to Baltimore. After a day off in the Florida sun, O's back in action today in Clearwater, taking on the Phils at 105. Kate Povich will take his 1.59 spring ERA to the hill, but with no clear path to the Major League roster this season. And finally, don't know how many games the Orioles will win this year, but I can tell you this. Manager Craig Albernaz, with a terrific sense of humor, asked earlier this week about the weather coming to Sarasota over the weekend, and if outdoor activities are canceled, would the pitchers be able to get enough work done inside?
We actually might go, we're actually probably going to play a wiffle ball game in the facility. That'd be awesome. No. But no, like, I didn't know there was weather coming, so that's good to know. Thanks, Rich, meteorologist.
74% chance of storms in Sarasota Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. On the wiffle ball note, by the way, Albernaz said he'd take Bradish on the hill and Basayo at the plate. Coming up in 30 minutes, Stevenson University honors one of its all-time greats. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Friday morning, time to check in with partners over at the Baltimore Sun. And reporter Tinashe Chingarande is on our newsmaker hotline this morning. Good morning, Tinashe.
Good morning. Thank you for having me once again.
That is our pleasure. So you wrote a couple of pieces this week, working a couple of stories. Well, let's talk about the budget first. And we understand that some of the tax revenue is up from sales and personal income tax, estate taxes. So that apparently will be a good thing for Democrats. But they're still facing this structural deficit in the near future. How do you think this is all going to shake out with the governor's budget? And what do you think they're going to end up doing with the governor's budget?
So first things first, today is actually a really big day when it comes to the budget, because today the Senate Budget and Taxation Committee is going to vote on whether to, you know, make changes to the governor's budget, you know, limit some of the cuts he's proposed or adopt those cuts or, you know, do some of the fund transfers he's proposed. And as far as we're concerned, Democrats have, since we learned about the deficit, Democrats have been really adamant that they're not going to close this deficit by raising taxes. And so what Westmore and a lot of these Democrats in the General Assembly have been doing is looking at how to contain costs in some of the programs that have year-on-year growth in their budget. And what we're going to be prepared to see today is, you know, how has the General Assembly responded to some of those proposals? And as far as the Board of Revenue estimates that came out recently, what we do know now is that, you know, the board has projected that the state will collect more in taxes, so like personal income tax, sales tax, for example. And what that means for the budget, from what I heard from Democrats, is that this just means that there's extra money for this current fiscal year we're in, and that means that Maryland will have a greater cash surplus. And what this means is that if Maryland has even more extra money this year, that money will actually carry over to next year. And what that means is that Maryland will have more money to withstand any, you know, sudden changes in federal economic policy that may have a negative impact on the state.
Yeah, the other question is that when you talk about projections, we know that one of the projections they made was for the money that was going to be generated from the IT tax, the 3% tax on IT companies and data companies, et cetera. And yet we find out that they only got 10% of the projected revenue there. So that one is way off. Does that affect their overall credibility on these projections?
So one of the things that's interesting about this is when you talk to Democrats, their understanding is that some of those projections from the last fiscal year were sort of looking at a quarterly by quarterly basis. And so, you know, comparing the quarterly projections to a year projections, those are going to look a little different. And so what has happened with the IT tax is that the board has sort of readjusted those numbers for a more accurate picture, especially as we're approaching the end of the fiscal year and we can sort of have a clearer picture over a more 12-month period as compared to shorter periods of time.
All right, more with Tinashe Chingarande in just a second. We're going to find out, as you're another story on Democrats now, for the first time since 1974, filing to challenge in every legislative seat here in Maryland. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, they're still cleaning up the wreck. They backed this pickup truck off the guardrail. I mean, he hit this guardrail right where it's in a V, where you can take the ramp to Charles Street, where you stay on the Beltway. I mean, he hit that thing straight on and bent it all back. But now they have the truck pulled off of that. So we're going to see if they're going to reopen this ramp from the inner loop to Charles Street and get everybody off to the side. Right now, a couple of people are trying to sneak by and get into that ramp. I still don't know if that's what they want you to do, but that's what they're doing. The other big problem is the outer loop as you're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard to Providence Road. Several vehicles, it looks like maybe four, maybe five vehicles involved here on the outer loop at Providence Road. Only the right lane is getting by. Very quickly, we backed up. I'm going to check the camera here at Hartford Road. It's backed up to Hartford Road, not quite back to Bel Air Road, but that's a big wreck on the outer loop, single lane to the right at Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today and the low 50s for the high. Right now a 33 in Middle River, 34 in Dundalk on our Newsmaker Hotline. Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande. And you wrote a story just the other day on Democrats competing for every legislative seat in Maryland, Tinashe. And interesting quote here from the Anne Arundel County Executive and Maryland Democrat Party Chair Stuart Pittman. And you quote him as saying, we've experienced, even in a Democratic state, Republican governors getting elected and then an impact to that that we as Democrats thought was harm, a real problem. We want to be prepared. End of quote. Is Stuart Pittman worried that the Governor Moore might be in jeopardy, or is this just trying to put the final nail in the Republican coffin?
So the Baltimore Sun very directly asked Stuart Pittman whether this program, this effort that Democrats have embarked on, was a result of the party being fearful about their chances in the state. And Pittman incessantly insisted that, you know, Democrats are not afraid. They know this is a deep blue state. They have the voting base that will vote for them. But a lot of what it sounds like is that, you know, Democrats are reeling from some of their national losses in 2024. And so at this moment in time, they just don't want to take any chances when it comes to elections all across the board, whether it's in competitive districts, whether it's in deep blue districts, or whether it's in red districts. But also another interesting thing is that Democrats have been trying to have a candidate in every legislative race in Maryland for years now. You know, it would kind of seem a bit obvious that, you know, in any race, at any given point in time, with any race in the state, that there would be a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate. But listening to what Democrats have said, you know, this actually hasn't happened since 1974. And so this year specifically, you know, they put a lot of effort into ensuring that they have candidates in every legislative race across the state because they don't want to take any chances. Democrats want to be able to not only maintain their power in the state, but also grow it and sort of prevent the fallout of, you know, possibly having Republican leadership. And also for Democrats, it's not just at the state level and, you know, thinking of, you know, the governor's race or some of these legislative races. But another thing they're thinking about is at the local level. So if we're thinking of, you know, some of these school board races or races to be sheriff or, you know, to be on the city council, Democrats want to make sure that in some of those parts that they don't have as much of a footprint, that they're increasing their presence there.
So are these legitimate challengers or are they just warm bodies to say we've got a person in every seat?
So to hear Democrats tell it, they say that they've created a program where they've been recruiting candidates and giving candidates the tools they need to be able to win in a general election. And so they have been giving these candidates trainings, in some cases even giving them access to volunteers who can help on their campaigns, and, you know, giving them just access to the apparatus that any candidate needs to be able to win in a general election. And so dear Democrats tell it, you know, this is a program for them to put their people out there and put them in positions to win.
Conversely, on the Republican side of the aisle, they had launched this campaign, Contest Every Seat. How's that going? Are they having any success with that at all?
Well, a few weeks ago, the Baltimore Sun actually wrote a story about what Republicans are doing to sort of increase their power in the state, particularly given this opportune moment they have where Republicans not only have the White House, but they also have Congress. And in general, when we look at voter attitudes, voters are shifting more rightward in their political beliefs, but also in their political behaviors. And Republicans have really been insistent on, you know, going to each house in the state and talking to people, talking to voters. You know, for example, I talked to the Maryland Black Republican Council, and they've sort of taken this very grassroots approach to, you know, talking to voters. And so they're hosting cookouts. They're, one of the things that the chair of the council told me is that they actually make sure that they knock on doors every day, even if it's raining. So they don't care about the weather. They just want to go out there and, you know, inform people in Maryland about, you know, the Republican Party, Republican candidates, and what Republican candidates stand for. On one hand, it's also because that they want to take advantage of, you know, some of the ways in which Democrats are unpopular in Maryland right now. So if you look at, you know, the cost of living has risen a lot. If you think of energy bills and stuff like that, Republicans really want to seize on this moment of voters' discontent and to sort of find an opportunity to win them over on their side. But also overall, Republicans just genuinely see an opportunity in Deep Blue Maryland, and what they want to do is sort of lay the groundwork right now so that in future cycles, you know, 4, 8, 12 years from now, they can reap the benefits of their efforts.
Very good. Tinashe Echegaray, writing for the Baltimore Sun. You can find her stories at the Sun website, of course, or in print as well. Tinashe, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us this Friday.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Goodbye.
All right. Day 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again from, of course, your Homesold Guarantee Realty Company, Vinny Steele. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. So last week, we started to talk about those home sellers that are interested in doing some repairs to get those buyers out there all excited about their homes, right?
Yeah, exactly, Sean. You know, that's the kind of market that we're in right now. Appeal to the excited buyer, put more cash into your pocket. So if a buyer sees something that scares them, you're going to either lose them altogether or they're going to want to pay you less than your ideal price.
Indeed. I know that you have a few different approaches for the type of home sellers, and from doing a simple cleaning of the house all the way to renovating kitchen and bathrooms.
Yeah, it all depends on what the goal is for the seller, how much money they want to get out of the home. Sometimes it's the simplest repairs, like power washing, cleaning, doing some simple landscaping out front, you know, and other times it's the next level of flooring and paint, and then beyond that is kitchen and bathroom renovation. So knowing what to do and more importantly what not to do can be the difference between selling or not selling at the price that you may want or need.
And your Fix It to Sell program, you mentioned that last week. Now, that can provide money to do whatever's necessary to get this done in time to take advantage of the spring and summer market, right?
Yeah, Sean. You know, at this point, you're going to want to move fairly quickly in order to get the home ready to be able to sell during our peak market. So our Fix It to Sell program pays for the repairs up front, and you simply reimburse us at closing. Customers also get access to negotiated rates, so they're not overpaying for any of those repairs.
That's a good point. You're not only helping them fix up their home, but you're going to make sure they get top dollar.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, unlike other renovation companies, we will guarantee your new repaired price. And if we don't get 100% of that price, we'll pay you the difference. So there's no risk in doing the repairs because we're going to guarantee a return upfront in writing. So get the highest price with the least amount of risk with an upfront written guarantee. You can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, great job, Vinny. Thanks again. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds great, Sean. Thanks.
You're quite welcome. That's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com. Coming up after the 8:30 news, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the house as we get you caught up today with what's happening in Annapolis. Again, there are a lot of still unanswered questions about the budget. You just heard from Tinashe at the Baltimore Sun. We talked to Mackenzie Frost about it yesterday. All eyes on that. We certainly don't want any tax increases, but Delegate Mangione, we're going to hit on the Baltimore County pension and pay vote, the upcoming budget, and how about the governor hiring a private consulting firm and saying he doesn't need an inspector general, and we'll take a look at Icebreaker Act that is being proposed as well. Day 23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
State police have reopened all the lanes on the outer loop at Providence Road. They now have the vehicles and a state highway truck into the median and in the painted out area, so we're moving traffic again. That's the good news. The bad news is we're backed up all the way back beyond Hartford Road. So if you're coming over and you're thinking about into Towson, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, not a bad idea right now. The Interloop is also looking at it, so we've had a delay there coming through from Delaney Valley Road and over to the accident scene. But that's going to get a little bit better now that everything's off to the side. They have reopened the ramp from the Interloop to Charles Street. That was an accident earlier. That's starting to loosen up, but the delays went all the way back through and beyond Park Heights Avenue. So Reisterstown Road, 795, Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring, all of that still has to come through that area and then get over towards 83 and the Charles Street ramp. But right here at the JFX now, the speeds are picking up. So we'll keep an eye on that. That should improve. The Parkville side going to take a little bit longer now for that wreck, which is still in the median at Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Mostly sunny today, low 50s. It's going to remain windy. Overnight temps low 40s. Sunny mid-50s for tomorrow. Right now, 34 in Clear in Dundalk, 37 in Stevensville. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time once again for our America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 being brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Well, retreat does not always mean defeat. Case in point, our historical highlight for today, less than a week after the disastrous defeat of Texas rebels at the Alamo, the newly commissioned Texas General Sam Houston began a series of strategic retreats to buy time to train his ill-prepared army. Revolutionary Texans only had formally announced their independence from Mexico 11 days earlier on March the 6th, 1836. The separatists chose Sam Houston to be their commander-in-chief of the Revolutionary Army. Houston immediately departed for Gonzales, Texas, where the main force of the Revolutionary Army was stationed. When he got there, he found that the Texas Army consisted of 374 poorly dressed and ill-equipped men. They had no guns, they had very little military experience, and only had 2 days of rations. Houston had little time to dwell on the situation because he had just learned that Mexican General Santa Anna was staging the siege at the Alamo in San Antonio. Before Houston could prepare his troops to rush to the aid of the defenders, word arrived that Santa Anna had wiped them out on March the 6th. Scouts reported Santa Anna's troops were heading east towards Gonzales. Unprepared to confront the Mexican army with his poorly trained force, on this day, Houston began a series of strategic retreats designed to give him enough time to whip his army into fighting shape. His decision to retreat won him little but scorn from the Texas rebels. His troops and officers were eager to engage, and they chafed at Houston's insistence on learning proper field maneuvers. But Houston wisely continued to organize, train, and equip his troops so that they would be prepared to meet Santa Anna's army. Finally, after nearly a month of falling back, Houston ordered his men to turn around and head south to meet Santa Anna's forces. And on April 21st, Houston led his nearly 800 troops in an attack on Santa Anna's force of nearly twice that number near the confluence of the Buffalo Bayou and the San Jacinto River with the famous cry, "Remember the Alamo." The Texans stormed the surprised Mexican forces. After a brief attempt at defense, Mexican soldiers broke into disorganized retreat, allowing the Texans to isolate and slaughter them in a stunning victory. Houston's army succeeded in killing or capturing nearly the entire Mexican force. Only 2 Texans killed, 30 wounded. Mexico would never again seriously threaten the independence of the Lone Star State. And that is a look at America 250 today.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up next, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House as we discuss the latest update from the Maryland General Insane Asylum with Delegate Mangione. Still to come, we'll hear from Dollar Bill Ferguson. He says he will not give back utility company corporations or energy corporations donations totaling $60,000, and you'll hear the reason why as well. It's 8:30. Let's get some more news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. This is brought to you by Audiology Associates. Andy Harris is responding to Governor Moore proclaiming March 20th as Meat Out Day in Maryland. The governor's announcement aims to encourage residents to reduce meat consumption in favor of plant-based diets on that day. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress says the state's farmers and watermen have been under siege from the Moore administration since his first day in office. He says the mass covering of farm fields by subsidized and state-mandated solar panels is threatening livestock and poultry production. And Dundalk's Turner Station community is receiving more than $3.1 million in federal funds for flood resiliency improvements. Kwesi Nfume says the funding was secured as part of the fiscal 2026 appropriations process. The money will be used for the first priority construction phase of mitigation pumping, drainage, and plantings. The congressman says Turner Station has struggled with flooding for decades, and these major improvements will decrease flooding, increase quality of life, reduce property damage, and protect critical transportation and safety systems.
A two-alarm fire has caused an estimated $500,000 in damage to a Cecil County business. The state fire marshal's office says the Hacks Point Volunteer Fire Company responded to Richmond's Marina at 1500 Glebe Road Wednesday and found the large metal frame garage engulfed in flames. It took around 50 firefighters to control the blaze, and no injuries were reported. According to the preliminary investigation, there were no smoke alarms, fire alarms, or sprinkler systems in the structure. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's still some late slowing. We had problems earlier at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And with that, the traffic has been a little bit slow yet coming south from O'Donnell Street. We can see some slowing as well at the Toll Plaza area coming south around Keith Avenue and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So just be prepared. Some brake lights and some late slowing as you're traveling south. Also keep in mind on the northeast corner of the Beltway and then coming into Towson, we had the accident that at one point only had one lane open on the outer loop at Providence Road. The remaining vehicles now are in the painted out area in the median, and delays continue from Parkville over through there. The inner loop still hurting a little bit from an earlier accident near the Charles Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day ahead of us, but a cool one with temperatures in the low 50s. Also kind of windy again with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Going to be a big sports weekend in Baltimore, beginning this morning, actually, at 11 a.m. at Stevenson University. The school hosting the Callum Robinson Mustang Classic, featuring 10 of the best D3 college lacrosse teams in the country. The classic named after Callum Robinson, Stevenson's three-time All-American, and a member of the school's 2013 national championship team, killed along with his brother Jake during a robbery while camping near Ensenada in Baja California in April of 24. The marquee matchup will be tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. when the top-ranked team in the nation, Tufts University, takes on number 2, Christopher Newport. Orioles and Phillies at 1:05 today in Clearwater. Cade Povich will take the hill for Baltimore after the day off yesterday. Also tomorrow, the America East Conference Men's Basketball Championship game right here in Baltimore. It'll be UMBC and Vermont, 11 a.m. at the Chesapeake Arena on the campus of UMBC. Retrievers looking to go to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018. And you remember what happened then.
Incredible performance. Shock and awe in college basketball. UMBC makes history in Charlotte.
Jim Nantz had it on CBS. UMBC, the first number 16 seed to beat a number 1. Happy heavenly birthday today, Maryland native and baseball immortal John Home Run Baker. Born in Trapp, Maryland on March 13th in 1886, died in 1963. Baker earned the nickname Home Run because he hit two game-winning home runs during the 1911 World Series, yet he hit only 96 in his 13-year Major League Baseball career. Former Navy running back and Heisman Trophy winner Joe Bellino Born on this day in 1938, Bellino won the Heisman in 1960. Roger Staubach won it for Navy in 1963. Terrestrial birthdays today. A couple former Ravens. Running back Tony Vinson turns 55 today. Vinson led the NCAA, won a double A in rushing with 2,016 yards in 1993. And Super Bowl quarterback Trent Dilfer is 54 today. Etched in Baltimore sports history for this.
Dilfer throws deep. Brandon Stokely inside the 10 to the end zone. Touchdown!
That was Greg Gumbel on the call on CBS. Trent Dilfer, the only Super Bowl winning quarterback to be released the following year. And finally, on this day in sports history, in 2022, following a retirement that spanned all of 40 days, former Patriots quarterback Tom Brady announces he's coming back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, eventually winning his 7th Super Bowl. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week in Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey, 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to go on the House. Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican Baltimore County, now joins us. Good morning, Nino.
John, good morning to you. Happy Friday, and only about a month left in Annapolis. So that's something to help me and hopefully all of us proud Marylanders get through this weekend, because I'm telling you, it's been quite a ride down here listening and paying close attention to what's going on in the state of Maryland, but also in Baltimore County. So lots going on.
Yeah. Let's start with Annapolis, since you brought it up. And, you know, the budget is coming up, and you've got, I think, the Senate Taxation and Budget Committee is going to, you know, entertain or vote today on some of these proposals that, and we keep, we're being told there'll be no tax increases in any, because it's an election year. But do you think that we're going to get hammered next year to address this structural deficit? I know the budget's important this year, but are they setting the table to really come after us next year?
John, I think they are. The fact of the matter is, yes, this is an election year. They're doing all these accounting gimmicks. I mean, you're looking at numbers here. We know there's a structural deficit coming for further years down that is in the multi-billions. We're looking at a situation where they passed a tech tax that we argued against. We predicted this would happen. They claimed and thought that their numbers would get, they would bring back hundreds of millions. It's bringing back just 9 or 10% of that. The fact is they have no appetite for real spending. The only real spending cuts. The only real cut so far was to the Department of Disabilities, if you can believe that. And you're looking at all these accounting gimmicks that they're doing, like shifting money from what's the Strategic Energy Investment Fund, almost $300 million from that fund just to plug general expenses. I mean, really, this is a state that is run amok when it comes to fiscal responsibility. I do not imagine that they're going to actually apply sound, you know, economic and accounting principles. We're not growing from an economic standpoint. The only way to get to balance these books is going to be with tax and fee increases and cuts, and they've proven time and time again that the cuts aren't coming.
Yeah, and we're looking at Baltimore Banner's reporting at a Moore's budget reads about $725 million from the Clean Energy Fund, and you just mentioned CEF moments ago. So these are gimmicks. These are all, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then those stupid, rebate things. That, you know, our energy bills have kind of skyrocketed, and the tax money's already been put into the CEF, and now they're just taking it out of one pocket and putting it back into another one, right?
Exactly. I mean, you could be looking at across-the-board cuts, 5-6% in agencies if we wanted to actually put ourselves in a path instead of kicking the can down the road. Let's look at each agency, maybe across the board, 6-7%. Let's look at actual duplication of services, having looking, ridden out the waste and fraud and abuse. I mean, here's an opportunity we just saw in the news the other day, like an inspector general, for example. Governor Moore has been arguing that Maryland doesn't need a statewide inspector general, but then we find out that the state's been paying a private consulting firm millions to do what an inspector general could be doing. I mean, they're paying $15 million for a firm outside of, I think, in Boston, and it's unbelievable that an independent watchdog would be doing this already. And who knows? We saw last week, we talked about, 9,000 nonprofits getting money from the state that aren't properly registered. There could be hundreds of millions of dollars that could be saved by not going to some of these bad actors. There's money that could be saved simply by cutting out some of the ridiculousness, which is money that's going to illegal aliens. There's money in our budgets that are going, or the bloat, and when we look at Kerwin, how that hasn't been tailed back. We see in education, we're spending, in the next 5 years, we're going to spend $50 billion in education, Sean, but we've seen from reports from Chris Papps that the graduation rates are down. We see that the SAT scores are down. Dropouts are up. And the only other thing that is up is the massive amount of spending. So it's really a shame that Maryland continues to head in this direction. I mean, and the least we could do is have an inspector general statewide, and the governor's not pushing that. And then you look in Baltimore County, we are going to vote, honestly, in about 15 minutes here, Sean, on an inspector general bill. It's been waiting there all session in for the Baltimore County delegation. And then it appears to me, this was a great bill, bipartisan support. I've never seen a bill had this much bipartisan support on such a major issue, but it appears to be getting so watered down by the Democrats and the Baltimore County delegation that they're going to turn an inspector general bill, which the inspector general would have the ability to do what it does everywhere else in Baltimore County government, look into education and waste, fraud, abuse, duplication of service there, like it does with other functions of our county government. But they're saying, no, we're just going to do an amendment, make it an MOU with the state inspector general to look in, I mean, for education, that is, to look into some of these education problems. It's terrible that they watered that down, and it makes no sense to me at all.
Well, it's Isabel coming effect. If you read, the Democrats not happy that they have anybody that could look into their unchecked power. More with Delegate Mangione coming up just a second. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
A little bit of a change here on the outer loop at Providence Road. Looks like one of the service trucks is there now, and he's blocking the left-hand lane. So now we're down to two lanes again. Big wreck earlier only had the single lane open, and now the center and the right lane are open as you're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. So we're still backed up to and beyond the ramps at Hartford Road. The inner loop coming by it is looking at it, and we're backed up there back to Delaney Valley Road. So that's an area on the Beltway right now that we're still having problems. If you're over in the Essex Middle River area, there's a pretty bad wreck northbound on Route 702 at Mace Avenue, and the word right now is the northbound lanes may be blocked. May have to go over to Back River Neck Road and use that as a detour route through there. Recovering very nicely right now from some earlier problems, and we're clear and good to go southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, low 50s, maybe windy too. Right now, partly cloudy, 35 in Glen Burnie, 35 in the city. On our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, and we're talking a bunch of issues from Annapolis. Let's kind of turn it local now to Baltimore County. As we know, the county council was able to successfully get onto the charter the pay increases for themselves, which, you know, was, I think, a obviously, it's not deceitful, but, you know, knowing full well that probably 95% of everything that goes to charter amendment passes, that was kind of disingenuous. But now this pension thing, something I call the Wade Catch pension bill. I know that's not the name, but that's what I call it. Where the county councilmen are going to vote themselves incredible increases in their pensions after they retire. I know you're running for county council. How would you vote on that, Delegate?
Sean, this might be the single most important issue in Baltimore County right now. It's all coming to a head this week because that vote, I believe, is coming Tuesday. This entire fiasco, I would say it's been a major embarrassment for Baltimore County, and it's really what happens when people stay in office way too long.
become arrogant in their power where they think they can do something like this. Tuesday, again, I believe is the vote, is to repeal the pension increase. And I think, well, what I would say, I mean, we need to repeal the pension increase. I think there's a vote to freeze the council pay as well. And both of these are very important in restoring confidence in county government, which people, after hearing about this, they have none right now. The passage of both of these options, I would say, would be a victory for transparency and taxpayers. But the real thing, Sean, yeah, I mean, it's funny because you chuckled there, and you should be, because it's a laugh. And it's also a shame that these bills are now, what's funny here is they're now being brought up, and they are needed, but it's because they got caught.
Right.
The only reason that one of the bills is Julian Jones, the other is Izzy Patoka, to undo the pension, basically the salary increase and the pension bill, or because they got caught and they're trying to save their political careers. And with that said, I mean, both bills, I believe you ask me what I would have done or what I would do on the council, both of these bills should pass. Voters should watch very closely and see who votes against you, the taxpayer. And no vote on either of these bills is unacceptable. I mean, these guys are running, several of them, for county executive. The fact is, if you ask me, council salaries should be frozen at current levels. Pensions should not increase. And to answer your question, Sean, I will never vote to raise my salary or to increase my benefits as a member of the council, ever. I've never even voted for a tax increase or fee increase, let alone to raise my own levels or a pension and salary. I mean, every candidate in the council race, whether it's for Baltimore County Council or the executive, should have to state their position on whether or not council members should receive a pay or pension increase. They should actually be asked how they feel about the council doing this now, not only for them in the future, but how the council, what do they think about this? I mean, their pension and pay increase, Sean, raised almost 100%. They should be asked whether they would vote to keep salaries where they currently are, whether or not they would vote to repeal this. I mean, the public has a right to, you know, for transparency. This wasn't transparent. I've never seen anything like this in public office.
Yeah, well, you're running as a Republican, and yet not a single Republican voted against the pension, bill. I think it was a Democrat was the lone vote against it. So what do you think of your fellow Republicans on the council?
Well, I wouldn't have done it. That's what I say, Sean, is I wouldn't have done this. And I think going forward, again, that this pension bill that they're bringing up, the two, one for the pension, one to cut the pay increase by not making it a full-time position, they need to pass, and we'll see where they stand on that.
All right. Last thing, White Marsh, we had a big disturbance. I understand there was one at Owings Mills Mall. We keep seeing these pockets of juveniles. We used to call them wilding back in the day in the 80s when just the juvenile thugs would just go on a wilding spree. They would run amok and wreak havoc and cause problems. What can be done? What should be done?
Sean, I saw the social media videos. It's the guy, and then there was the stabbing in Wheaton. This in Annapolis, they do nothing. They never want to touch anything to do. As a matter of fact, they just make it easier for juveniles, and that's who's committing these crimes. I mean, this kind of behavior should concern everyone in our community. Places like White Marsh Mall are a shell of themselves. They could be Towson Mall. These are places that could be economic powerhouses. Instead, people, we hear it all the time, I'm not going to Towson anymore, I'm not going to White Marsh anymore. It's unbelievable. This, we need to keep our police departments fully staffed. We need to up it, actually, support our officers, enforce zero tolerance policies for violence and disorder. I mean, these are our public spaces, our restaurants. The community is paying a price because of this. It's outrageous to see this type of behavior time and time and time again. Nothing happens. This isn't the first time we've seen these flash mobs going. Hell, it happened a month or two ago. I mean, we're seeing it constantly, and yet all we hear is what we should do, but never any action out of Annapolis. Again, most of this comes out of Annapolis in terms of what policies they set. Of course, I mean, as a member of Baltimore County Council, anything I can do to support our police. And again, I think we need more police officers on the streets. We need to increase that police budget. But the fact is, I mean, when you have a state government who's looking every chance they can to basically
pat, you know, when the wrist, or a slap on the wrist, I should say, juvenile crime like they're doing right now, where all the state's attorneys, all the state's attorneys in the state of Maryland are saying it's a bad idea to start the juveniles in the juvenile courts for some of these very serious violent crimes rather than the adult courts. It's just sending a message that juvenile crime, well, we'll just look the other way. It's terrible policy, and we see the results.
Very good. Delegate, always a pleasure. On the House. We'll do you next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
All right, that's Delegate Nino Mangione. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, decades ago, an oyster house in Mobile, Alabama, by the name of Wenzel's, put a sign up in the store, in the restaurant, free oysters to any man 80 years old, accompanied by his father. And this sign went up back in the late 70s. Well, finally, Jimmy Rush just turned 80, and to celebrate, he bought his 99-year-old dad, Jim, to enjoy the free oysters.
We would come down here on Friday afternoon and eat oysters, and that started in 1972. But I can quote by heart, free oysters to any man 80 years old accompanied by his father. So in seeing that sign, we felt like our dad was going to make it to 100 because he's in great health. So we've been talking about it as a family for 25, 30 years.
Incredible. But they did it, and they enjoyed the oysters, by the way. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
853, traffic weather on the freeze. Final report for the week. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the outer loop at Providence Road is still crowding the left-hand lane. They have a service truck there trying to get one of the vehicles out of the median, so still two lanes are getting by, center and the right lane. Still have delays back to Harford Road. You're going to be delayed from there all the way through Perrin Parkway, and the inner loop is looking at it. So again, we'll have a delay there as you're coming east from Delaney Valley Road, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill. You want to get away from that backup, have some business right in the Towson area. That would get you off the Beltway and around that scene. The late accident, Essex Middle River area, was blocking the northbound lanes of Route 702 at Mesa Avenue. And again, some of that traffic can move over and use Back River Neck Road through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 50s, windy conditions, maybe up to 30 miles per hour still. And then, of course, 40s tonight. And then tomorrow, sunshine, high in the mid-50s.
50s. Enjoy this spring-like weather about a week away. Right now, 35 in the city, 34 in Severn. So Dollar Bill Ferguson, Mackenzie Frost caught up with him. Remember the guy that was challenging him or thinking about challenging him? His name is Bobby Le Pen or something. He wants him to return $60,000 in contributions from energy corporations, utility companies, etc. That's gone into Dollar Bill Ferguson's campaign coffers. Here has how the exchange between McKenzie and Dollar Bill Ferguson went.
I want to turn to another topic now, and that involves your primary opponent calling on you to return nearly $60,000 in campaign donations from utility companies. Do you plan to do that?
Look, as the president of the Senate, I have a responsibility for my Democratic caucus to make sure that I am raising funds to ensure that every one of my colleagues has the ability to communicate with their constituents and that they can win. And it's worked. In the last cycle, we had two incredible women win in seats that had been held by Republicans for over 20 years each. And so Senator Dawn Guile and Senator Mary Delaney James, I think, would say that the operation that we've put together has been effective in allowing senators to be able to communicate with their constituents. That really matters. Look, fundraising is also the thing that I don't think anybody enjoys doing, but it's necessary. And at the end of the day, if somebody believes that a contribution will change their vote and how they will perceive a vote, they shouldn't run for office, because a couple thousand dollars in a campaign contribution doesn't come close to the impact of the millions and millions of dollars that are being decided every day. It's important to follow one's ethics and values, and my voting record shows that. From a number of contributors, be it from energy companies or from any other industry, my voting record shows I care about my constituents and I vote in their interest, even in the most difficult of times.
Short answer, no. I'm not giving it back. He went all around the house for that one. Not going to give the money back. And this follow-up question should have been, why don't you recuse yourself from every energy issue that comes before you since you work for a solar company? Oh, just saying. Then there's a squad-endorsed New Jersey congressional candidate. Her name is Ana Lilia Mejia, and she is she's a piece of work. Let's listen.
Y'all, Renee Good and Keith Porter and all the Americans and all the human beings who have suffered under this rising tyranny deserve justice. And I say, abolish ICE now! You can't reform that! It's not fixable! Get it out! Kick it over! In a moment of rising authoritarianism, of economic insecurity, of state-sanctioned violence, any old blue just won't do. If you send weak sauce to Congress, we will get weak sauce back.
Former Bernie staffer, she thinks socialism is responsible for police and fire departments, Medicare, public roads, parks, toilets. Yeah. She said Jesus was a Democrat socialist. Get ready for another squad member, folks. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. They do incredible electric work, interior, exterior, landscaping. They're just the best. I've been out to my house on numerous occasions. They also helped with my heat pump as well, which I was having some difficulty with. But now's the time to get them out to your home and schedule your maintenance visit for your air conditioning as we move towards spring and then later summer. They'll come out, check it, make sure your filters are changed, all the parts are working as in order, might need some refrigerant, whatever it needs, they'll make sure when you turn on your AC, it's going to work, it's going to keep your home nice and cool. So call today for your appointment, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can do it online, timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. Make sure you tell them I told you to call for Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Air. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. See you Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.